for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show live from Salem Memorial Ballpark here in Salem, Virginia. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds getting ready to take on the Red Sox in Game 5 of 6 here this week. A critical late first half push for the Red Sox. Shorebirds already done as far as the first half is concerned, having been eliminated earlier in the week. The Northern Division still very much up for grabs amongst the five other teams not named the Delmarva Shorebirds. Shorebirds lost a quick one last night, 3-1. It was delayed by a half hour thanks to what we thought was going to be rain. Ended up holding off, thankfully, so we got started at just a little after 7:30, and then the game itself only took an hour and 55 minutes. A quick and breezy one. Shorebirds, however, lost 3-1. They had eight hits in the game. Four of them belonged to Luis Valdez, as he had a four-hit game, scored the Shorebirds' only run, but after the first inning, Shorebirds couldn't put anything up on the board. They had a double steal to produce a run in the first. Nico Cavadas had a two-run homer in the bottom of the first, though, for Salem to put the Red Sox up 2-1. He then had a sac fly in the fifth to seal the deal at 3-1. The Shorebirds' hitters only struck out three times in the entire game, but like we said, the eight hits, all singles. They went 0-7 with runners in scoring position in the game as well. Unable to get the clutch hit when they needed to. They actually had the tying run come to the plate in each of the final four innings. So they had their opportunities, just unable to get anything cooking. One thing that happened in last night's game that we do have to touch on a little bit today is Shane Davis left the game with what we thought was an elbow injury. He was holding his arm, and typically that portends to an elbow issue. Talked to him today. Shane said it is just a forearm strain. Instead, he has no clue the timetable. Typically, forearm strains keep you out a couple of weeks, so we'll see when he'll be good to go next. Expect him to be on the IL over the next couple of days. The Shorebirds did make a different roster move today, activating Ryan Higgins off the IL. He's back in the lineup today after, not exactly sure how to phrase it, but he dislocated the same shoulder that he dislocated last year and immediately popped back in, which is good news. Bad news was that because it happened, they had to make sure that everything was all right with that arm. So he went through rehab again. He said it was a lot of the same exercises he'd been through before. So he was held out a couple of weeks, finally back in the lineup today and activated off the IL. With the loss last night, the Shorebirds fell to 20-40 on the season. That is now a season low, or season high, however you want to phrase it, as far as games under 500 at 20-40 overall. Salem with the win, now 31-30, and they've taken three out of the first four this week, ensuring at least a series split. They've taken eight out of the first 10 in the season series as well. Salem at 31-30 is now tied for second in the Carolina League Northern Division, a half game back of the Carolina Mudcats, who are playing a doubleheader today. They're at 31-29. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg also at 31-30, and then down east at 30-31, just a game and a half back. So the first half ends just a little under a week from now. The final game of the first half will be next Thursday. That's the final game. So right now, we have five games remaining here in the first half, and basically nothing separates the top five teams in the Carolina League Northern Division. Only one of them can clinch first half playoff spot, and it still remains to be seen who that's going to be. For our pregame interview today, going to switch things up, and we're going back to the coaching staff again. Former player that I once interviewed called his last home run with the Shorebirds as well. That's fundamentals coach Danny Fajardo. Danny was kind enough to join me during batting practice today, chat a little bit about the season thus far. So I'll go ahead, step aside, and here's our pregame interview today. It's Shorebirds fundamentals coach Danny Fajardo. Back on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by none other than the fundamentals coach Danny Fajardo. Danny, first off, welcome to the pregame show. I know you've been waiting a long time for this moment. I'm glad to finally have you on. How's it been this year, returning to the Shorebirds, not as a player this time, but as a coach, helping mentor some of the younger Latin American guys on this team?
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. I know I asked you a couple of weeks ago, when is it going to be my time? But yeah, here we are. Really excited. Coming back to the Marva. It's been fun. We've had a couple of good months with these guys that we can see the progression they've had so far, and they're getting better every day. So we're really excited to be able to help them, you know. And really, really happy to be here.
When I saw the staff that was announced for the Shorebirds this year, obviously Felipe leading the way as manager, and then you and Alfredo as kind of the two younger guys who have gone through it recently here at the minor league level, who can relate to what some of the guys on this team are going through. What did you learn from your own time playing that you wanted to make sure that you passed on to the guys currently on this team?
Well, you know, I think it's really important that the guys know that this is a hard game. This is a game where you have success 3 out of 10 times, and you make it to the big leagues. And you know, the mental part is just a big deal for young guys. Some of them don't really understand sometimes how hard the game is and how much discipline it takes and consistency. And you know, we're here to help them. I talk to a lot of them every day. I try to give them advice. Whenever I see them having a rough time, I like to talk to them and say, hey, this is the hardest game that you'll ever play. So, you know, try to have fun every day. That's the main part, trying to have fun every day and play hard. That's the thing I always tell them. Play hard every day. Every day is a new opportunity to learn. And something really important is you can learn from anyone, from your teammates, from your coaches, from the other team, from anyone. So I know Alfredo has been doing a pretty good job with that, giving them advices, and really, really excited for the staff that we have.
And one thing that I've seen day in, day out is the kind of work you do with the catching corps here with the Shorebirds, Creed Willems, Brian Hernandez, for the most part here right now, Michelle Montegona cycled through as well. But I love watching that work because overall this season, the Shorebirds catchers have thrown out just a little over 20% of base runners. They've done a good job calling games and blocking pitches. What do you think you've been able to do with them that has allowed them to progress this season?
Well, yeah, just we work every day, different drills. I try to pay close attention to the games, and any little thing I see, we're going to work on it next day. Definitely receiving is the most important right now. And I love to watch a game. I like to watch a game and understand what's going on. And sometimes during the game, I'll go to them and say, hey, what can you tell about their hitters? What are they telling you? And so they say, they're hitting breaking balls. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that gives you an idea of how to call the game. It's been really, they've been really good. They've been getting better receiving-wise, game calling, throwing runners out. They're getting better, all of them. So I'm really excited and really proud of that.
And one of the other things that I've seen so far this year is your work as a first base coach. That's something that not a lot of times people are asked to do. How did that come about for you, and how has that learning process been, trying to figure out, okay, what do I actually do as a first base coach?
Yeah. No, so when I played in Frederick 2018, we had 3 coaches. I think it was only 3 coaches. It was hitting coach, pitching coach, and the manager. Sometimes players have to coach first base. Whenever we weren't playing, we had to go out there and try to learn. So I had some practice before I did it here, and that definitely helped. You know, it's just making sure they know how many outs they are, situations, and hey, if it happens, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, and then, you know, and they're getting better. Base running-wise, it's been a lot better. They've been really aggressive. Taking extra bases, and that's definitely one of the things that help us as a team. It's the base running.
What do you think you enjoy the most about transitioning to becoming a coach now versus when you were a player?
I would say I love being a catcher, and definitely like working to get better. It's really important. One of the things I'm glad I don't have to do anymore, and I've done a few times here, it's catching bullpens. You know, I did it because I knew it was good for me, and that's the way I was going to get better. But definitely sometimes, like, in during the summer, it's not enjoyable. So, and I did it a couple times early in the season when the weather was still, you know, a little colder. But yeah, that's, I would say that, that's it. Other than that, you know, sometimes, like, I see the guys hitting and I want to hit. But I know that will go with time. I think I'm still young and still, you know, miss playing, but no, well, I mean, you know, I'm here to help these guys get better and, you know, make it to the max, to the big leagues and have a long career. So that's it. The plan right here with these guys.
Well, Danny, thank you so much for your time today, and to put you on the spot, because I hear it every day, give me my best impression of myself.
Welcome, Sharpers fans. Today, we're going to win the game.
Thank you so much, Danny Fajardo. We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Thank Many you. Of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for first pitch between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox here on a gorgeous Saturday night from Salem, Virginia. Thanks again to Danny Fajardo for joining us here on the pregame show today. He's been badgering me for a couple of weeks, and I finally gave him the keys and said, let's ride. So without any further ado, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Mijael Deson leads it off. He is in left field. Heston Kerstad back in the lineup here tonight. He'll play right field, bat second. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats third. Noelbert Romero at third base is the cleanup man. Frederick Mencosme, second baseman, bats fifth. Ryan Higgins, the DH, hits sixth. Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, bats seventh, batting eighth. Steven Acevedo out in center. And Brian Hernandez does the catching, hitting ninth. Edgar Portes on the mound for the Shorebirds here this evening, making his second start of the year for Delmarva. On the flip side for the Salem Red Sox, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Edinson Paulino leads it off. He's at third base. Brainer Bonassi, the second baseman, bats second. Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop, bats third. Nathan Hickey, first we've seen of him here this week for the Red Sox. He'll do the catching, bat fourth. Blaze Jordan, the first baseman, hits fifth. Nico Cavanas, the DH, bats sixth, which is a tough move for him. He's hit three home runs this week, gets knocked down to the cleanup spot. He'll bat sixth, even though he's leading the league as far as active players in OPS. Tyler Miller, the left fielder, bats seventh. Carson Semus, the center fielder, hits eighth. And Daryl Bellin, the right fielder, bats ninth, rounding it out for Radiz Sena on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Red Sox about to take the field, so we'll go ahead and step aside one more time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salem Memorial Ballpark here in Salem, Virginia. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. It is an absolutely gorgeous Saturday night for Shorebirds baseball as they take on the Salem Red Sox in game 5 of 6 here this week. Salem's taken 3 on first 4, including the past 2. Last night, a 3-1 win for Salem. Shorebirds will try to right the ship and maybe have a chance to set up a series split in the finale come tomorrow. But they gotta get through tonight first, and Radiz Sena on the mound for the Red Sox. The righty making his third start of the season. He's on the bump for Salem, and this is the defense. It is set up behind him by second-year manager for the Red Sox, Luke Montz. It's Tyler Miller in left. Carson Semus is in center. Daryl Bellin in right. Edson Paulino's at third. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Rainer Bonassi at second base. Blaze Jordan at first. And Nathan Hickey does the catching, making his first appearance of the week. Sena has had just a couple of outings this season with Salem. He's right now got no record, but a 1.93 ERA. 4 2/3 innings. He's allowed 3 runs, 1 earned, 5 hits, 4 2/3 innings, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. His last time out was his best start of the season. He pitched twice last week against Charleston. The first one, he went just 1 2/3, gave up those 3 runs, 1 of them earned. And then the ensuing Sunday, he pitched Tuesday, Sunday last week. He then went 3 shutout innings, riding the ship against Charleston and finally figuring out a pretty daunting River Dogs lineup. Right-handed pitcher, 5'10", 160 pounds, out of the Dominican Republic, 21 years old, just turned 21 at the start of the season. Michael Desson leads it off for the Shorebirds, steps in from the right side. Salem in their alternate red uniforms here today. Red Sox in blue across the front, blue caps, white pants for the home team. Reyna into his wind in the first pitch of the game as a fastball on the outside corner. We're underway at 6:08 here from Salem, Virginia. Desson batting leadoff here today after hitting out of the sixth slot last night. 0-1. Another fastball on the outside corner at 95. It's quickly 0-2. Desson hitting 223, 573 OPS. He was 1-for-4 with a single last night. The pitch swats it out of play right field side. Down the count, 0-2. Shorebirds wearing their alternate black uniforms here on Saturday night. D-Bird logo on the left chest, orange numbers on the back with orange piping up the front of the chest. 0-2 again, and Desson takes breaking ball high for ball one. Right now, the entire field sunsplash, just a couple of shadows from the lights up above. The pitch, Desson takes down in the dirt, counts even at 2. As the light stands, cast a pretty daunting shadow behind home plate, but that's the only one right now. A little one down the right field line, too. 2-2, And DeSone rips it on the ground and into center for a base hit. Good battle by DeSone to start the game. Has himself a two-strike single to lead this one off. Good to see that DeSone feeling pretty much all right after getting hit on the hand back on Wednesday. Took it pretty flush, and you know, it's that same kind of injury that actually knocked Connor Pavloni for the Aberdeen Ironbirds onto the IL, and he'll be out for a little while, as it sounds like he's going to be having surgery on that hand. Now Heston Kerstad. Kerstad back in the lineup, got his first day off of the season yesterday. Left-handed batter, first pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Elliot Melton. Out in the field, Chad Patterson. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman Paulino back of the bag. A shade or two up the middle. DeSone leads away from first. Sena, butter high set. Throws over to first, and DeSone back in standing. Kerstad, bright orange batting gloves, all black bat. Had a pretty entertaining pregame today as he had his Arkansas Razorbacks on in the background. The pitch, it's up and away for ball one. Kerstad drafted second overall out of Arkansas back in 2020. Went to Omaha with the Hogs, and, well, they're back again for, top of my head, I believe that's the third time in 5 years. But they played their first game out in Omaha today against Stanford. 1-1. Kerstad swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. It's 1-2. And Stanford got absolutely rolled by Arkansas. I think the final was 17-2. So the Omahogs, as they're lovingly called, off to a good start. 1-2 on Kerstad. 5 for his first 16 with the Shorebirds. The pitch, it's fouled straight back. Count remains at 1-2. Nobody out top of the first. Michael DeSone, a leadoff single to get this game going. Brady Sena making his Salem home debut here. Black glove comes set just a little bit above the belt. Looks over at first, now throws. And Kerstad swings and misses, breaking ball down and in. Kerstad down on strikes, and that's the first out of the game. So DeSone still aboard at first, one out. That brings up Isaac De Leon. Honestly, last night the Shorebirds scoring just one run, had a lot of trouble moving runners around the bases. 8 hits, drew 3 walks as well, but it amounted to basically zilch. There's Isaac De Leon. He was 1-for-4 with a single last night. Takes the first pitch fastball down and away for ball one. De Leon now hitting 196, the closest he's been this season to the Mendoza line. 678 OPS. 6-3, 210 from the right side, hands held high. Sena a long set, now the pitch, and De Leon swings and blasts one. Deep right center field, on the run, Siemens, the right fielder, into the gap, a stutter step, and he puts it away for the second out of the inning. Siemens at the last moment picked his head up and looked at the right fielder, Bellin, who I think Siemens thought was calling him off. Thankfully, Siemens for the Red Sox stayed with it and was able to put it away deep in the right center alley. So 2 outs, a runner at first. That brings up the cleanup man, Noelbert Romero. Infield plays on the pull. Shortstop Meyer way towards the hole on the left side. Second baseman Bonassi up the middle. Right on right matchup. The pitch swung on and fouled back for strike one. Lights already turning on here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Not that they need to be. It is just a glorious day. Not just for baseball, but for life. Not a cloud up above. Blue skies as far as the eye can see. Perfect temperature, 75 degrees, no humidity. 0-1, Romero tries to check his swing, but he went around on a pitch down low. It's 0-2. Noelbert hitting 227, 662 OPS. He's 0 for his last 8. He's gone 0-for-4 the past 2 games. 4 homers, 16 driven in for the Shorebirds third baseman batting cleanup. DeSone at first, 2 outs, the 0-2. Breaking ball is outside, counts 1-2. No score at top of the first. Shorebirds scored in the first inning last night. Men in first and third, one out. Executed a double steal. Valdez from third, Romero from first. Now 1-2 on Noelbert. Sena, hands together, sent the pitch. And Romero swings and misses, breaking ball down. Cuts on and misses. And Reyes Sena works around the leadoff single. Retires the next 3. And scopes and throws a scoreless first inning. On to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing. Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
No score after a half inning of play. Shorebirds waste a leadoff single from Michael Deson. So on to the bottom of the first. Salem Red Sox get their first look at Edgar Portes for the Shorebirds. Edgar making his second start here of the season for Delmarva. Last win last Tuesday against Fayetteville. Went four innings, allowed five runs, four earned. The righties on the mound for the Birds, and this is the defense that lines up behind them. Left to right in the outfield, Deson, Acevedo, and Kerstad. As Edinson Paulino digs in from the left side to lead off the bottom of the first. First pitch from Portes. Fastball up and away for ball one. And then on the infield at third, Noelbert Romero. Isaac De Leon at short. Frederick Bencozme at second. Roberto Martinez at first. And Brian Hernandez does the catching. 1-0. Paulino takes just off the outside edge. And it's 2-0. Portes, 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 6'2", 165. Lean righty into his wind, the 2-0. And Paulino pops it up, backing out of play. That'll reach the seats behind home. Actually land on top of us in the press box. It's 2-1. Paulino hitting 257. 817 OPS. 5 homers, 30 driven in. The pitch. Fastball is up and away for ball 3. Paulino had a double last night. Salem offense held just 5 hits. 3 runs, courtesy of Nico Cavadas, all they needed. Portes from the middle of the rubber, kicks and deals the 3-1, and Paulino pops it up again. Back behind home, now reach the seats. It's 3-2. Portes primarily fastball, curveball, changeup. It'll sit with a heater about 90-93. High black socks, hands held together at the belt, lifts the leg, the pitch. And it's hit in the air out to center, chasing Acevedo back. Now he comes in a couple of steps, camps under it and puts it away for the first out of the game for Edgar Portes. Portes spent all of last year down to FCL through 25 innings, 25 strikeouts, 19 walks at a 6.84 ERA. Now up here at the single-A level, he pitched in relief all of last year, and now this, his second career start. Brainer Bonassi digs in. The first pitch to him is a breaking ball down and in for ball one. One out bottom of the first, scoreless game. Shorebirds and Red Sox, game 5-6 this week. Red Sox a half game back in the division, 1-0. Bonassi chops it foul, first base side. Counts even at one. Shorebirds, on the other hand, were eliminated a long time ago. Bonassi hitting 254, 691 OPS. No homers, 17 driven in. Portes from the middle of the rubber, angles himself towards the third base line. Into the wind, the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside edge at 81, able to snipe the zone. It's 1-2. Outfield straight up, infield straight away. Flag fluttering out towards left center. Could prove to be a power alley like it was in last night's game. Not that anybody really used it. 1-2. Bonassi takes up and away for ball 2. The only person who did was Nico Cavadas for his two-run homer. Other than that, just not a whole lot of hard contact between the two teams, period. 2-2 on Bonassi. Cortez's pitch, and it's slashed out to deep left field, chasing DeSone back towards the corner. He reaches out and can't reel it in. It bangs up against the wall. Bonassi up to second, long strides, hits the brakes late, and dances back to the bag with a one-out double. And I think that was the wind helping Bonassi there. DeSone nearly got to it, but it was just out of the reach of his extended arm. So one out double for Bonassi. That's his fifth two-bagger of the season. That brings up Marcelo Meyer. Meyer got a day off yesterday. I think it was going to come anyways, but he surely needed it. He's 0 for 10 here in the series. Hitting 295 now. 892 OPS. Left-handed batter. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. Hard one at 85 down. It's 0-1. Meyer, the fourth overall pick in last year's draft, is basically torn up the competition everywhere he's gone. Had an 817 OPS last year down in Florida at just 18. 0-1. Same pitch. This time Meyer lays off. It's 1-1. Has finally hit a relative rough patch here this week. 0 for 10, dropping his average below 300 for the first time all year. Runner at second, one out. No score, bottom of the first. Shorebirds and Red Sox here on Saturday night. The pitch. And Meyer ropes it down the right field line. That'll hook foul. It's 1-2. Cortez's last outing against Fayetteville. We told you 5 runs, 4 earned, and 4 innings. Allowed 4 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and most of that damage came in his final inning. He allowed 2 runs through the first 3, and then got tagged for 2 homers in the 4th. Solo shot and a 2-run homer. For the rest of the damage he allowed, now he steps off and the mound resets here. 1-2 on Meyer. Ended up leaving the game. It was tied 5-all. Fayetteville went on to win 13-7. Cortez set at the belt, looks to second. One more look. Now the pitch. And Meyer swings and misses. Cortez sets him down. Good changeup running away. And Marcelo Meyer's 0-for week continues. Now 0-for 11. Two away here in the first. Bonassi still out at second. Brings up Nathan Hickey, the catcher. And unlike Meyer, who is 0-for on the week in 11 at-bats, Hickey also 0-for, but hasn't had an AB. First, we've seen him this week. He was supposed to play back on Tuesday. Cortez looks back to second. Here's the pitch. Hickey takes. Change up outside corner for strike one. It was a late scratch. Jose Garcia ended up replacing him. So Hickey finally plays here on Saturday, his 37th game of the season. 4 homers, 30 driven in for the left-handed hitter. 256 average, 856 OPS. The pitch is fouled straight back, a hanging breaker. Cortez got away with that one. It's 0-2. Hickey was a fifth-round pick of the Red Sox last year out of the University of Florida. Played sparingly last year, had to deal with some personal matters that had him on the inactive list for a good deal. Man at second, 2 outs, bottom of the first. Shorebirds nothing, Red Sox nothing for now. The 0-2, and Hickey takes up and away. It's 1-2. Hickey 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, pretty stout from the left side. Points his bat out at Cortez. Cortez flattens his back, looks in for the sign. Presses his glove up against his knee, now comes set. It's 1-2. And Hickey fouls it back over the netting into the seats. Now remains at a ball and 2 strikes. Just such gorgeous weather today. And right now the view is so clear thanks to no humidity, no clouds. You can basically see the tops of the surrounding mountain ranges. Just a gorgeous backdrop for baseball. 1-2 from Cortez. It's breaking ball down and in. Hickey lays off, counts even at 2. Shorebirds need Cortez to go deep. Went to 2 relievers out of the bullpen yesterday, Thomas Girard and Nick Richmond, who ended up combining to go the rest of the way after Shane Davis went 4 1/3. Shorebirds haven't gotten more than 4 1/3 innings from their starter this week. Davis was first Shorebird starter this week to go into the 5th. Man at second, two outs, scoreless game, bomb of the first, the 2-2. And Hickey hits it on a one-hop rope to second. Ben Cosme, though, backing up, gloves it. Second baseman throws to first, retire Hickey for the final out here in the first. Portes works around the one-out double from Bonassi, strands him out at second, and we're on to the second inning. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second from Salem. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the Red Sox nothing. Sam Jelinek here with you Saturday night from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game 5 of 6. Red Sox have taken 3 out of the first 4 this week. Shorebirds need back-to-back wins here to close out the series and avoid another series loss. They've won just one series so far in the season. Hoping to get some momentum heading into the second half. Frederick Ben-Cosme leads it off in the second. 5-6-7 due up against Radis Sena. First pitch to Ben-Cosme. It's a fastball in the outside corner. For strike one, Ben-Cosme, second baseman, batting left. Open stance. He's 7 for his first 24 of the Shorebirds. The pitch. Misses down low for ball one. Comes down to a 292 average for Ben-Cosme, a 662 OPS for the 19-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch. And Ben-Cosme off the hands, grounds it to first. Back to the bag. Plays Jordan, picks it up, takes it to the bag to retire Ben-Cosme. 3 unassisted for the first out here in the second. And with Sena's first inning getting 2 strikeouts, that nearly matches the number of strikeouts the Shorebirds had in all of last night's game. And 3 all of last night. Brings up Ryan Higgins, the DH, batting 6th tonight. Activated off IL prior to tonight's game. The first pitch to him is a fastball high for ball one. Last time we saw Higgins was out in Charleston. Dove back to first base on a pickoff attempt. Ended up dislocating his shoulder again. The 1-0. Swings and misses. Lit on 94-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Shoulder immediately popped right back in. That was the good news. But more rehab awaited Ryan, since that was the second time he'd done that. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Before the injury, Higgins hitting 186, 610 OPS in 38 games. 2 homers, 16 driven in. Open stance from the right side, wearing high black socks with orange speckled throughout. 2-1. Fastball just a little outside for ball three. One out, nobody on for Higgins. No score atop the second, Shorebirds and Red Sox. Sena, the windup, here's the 3-1. And Higgins foul tips it at the plate, held on to by Hickey. It's 3-2. So Ryan DHing today, he'll probably be back at first base, if not tomorrow, then next week. That's where he'd been playing a lot before he was put on the shelf. 3-2, and Higgins swings and misses. Fastball up just a little out of the zone. Can't connect on 95, and Sano with 3 strikeouts here through an inning and 2/3. 2 up, 2 down here in the second. That brings up Roberto Martinez hitting 7. Martinez, switch hitter, batting left. Against the Radis Sena. Infield plays him a pull. Third baseman Paulino in on the grass at third in the first pitch. It's a backdoor breaking ball that finds it unlocked for strike one. Martinez was 0-for-3 last night. That broke up a string of back-to-back two-hit games. 0-1, breaking ball down the middle. It's 0-2. Ninth game of the Shorebirds. He's 7-for-26, a homer, 4 driven in, 752 OPS. 0-2 on its way. And Martinez takes a called strike three. Three straight breaking balls freezes Martinez. Can't take the bat off his shoulder. And Radice Sena fires a 1-2-3 second, striking out the final two that he sees. After an inning and a half, it's the Shorebirds nothing and the Red Sox nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom half of the second coming your way. It's the Shorebirds zip and the Red Sox zip. No score after an inning and a half. Blaze Jordan leads it off for Salem here in the second. 5, 6, and 7 do up. Salem got a one-out double from Brainer Bonassi in the first, stranded him at second to end the frame. So Blaze Jordan, the first baseman, leads it off. Jordan was 2-for-3 last night, 2 singles and a walk. Now hitting .281 in the season. 4 homers, 33 driven in. Edgar Portes back to work from the winds, his first pitch, and Jordan hits it hard on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Strike one. Jordan, a 765 OPS, third rounder out of high school down in Mississippi back in 2020. Playing this entire year at just 19 years old. 6'2", 220, pretty prodigious power. Stands way off the plate, high Red Sox. White batting gloves, but lime green tape on the handle of his bat. The pitch, he swings and chops it weakly on the ground to third. Backing up on it, Romero Field sets his feet and fires a dart to first to retire Jordan on a ground out here to begin the second. One out, nobody on. That brings up Nico Cavadas, who right now might be the front runner for Carolina League Player of the Week. He's homered 3 times here this week. Driven in 7 runs as well. Now got 10 homers, 39 driven in, hitting .264, 974 OPS. Big left-handed batter. First pitch from Portes. Fastball misses up high for ball one. Cavadas, an 11th round pick out of Notre Dame last year. He actually was born and raised in South Bend as well. 1-0. Changeup misses down and outside for ball two. One out, nobody on for Cavadas. No score, bottom of the second. Cavadas might be just a little bit happier than normal anyways. Notre Dame making relative surprise run to the College World Series. 2-0. Breaking balls down the middle for strike one. As they went in to Knoxville and knocked off the number one team in the country. It was having a phenomenal season. The Tennessee Volunteers secure a spot in Omaha. 2-1. Changeup misses down and away for ball three. And then all Notre Dame did was go out and win their first game at Omaha last night, defeating Texas. 7-3 the final. 3-1 on Cavadas, one out, nobody on. Portes lifts the leg, the 3-1. And Cavadas takes a breaking ball down and in. Walks for the 51st time this season. That leads the lead. Sport at first with one out for Tyler Miller. And not only does Cavadas lead the league, nobody else has even crossed 50 yet. He was all alone at the top of the mountain. Here's Tyler Miller, left-handed batter. playing left field tonight. Still hitless in the series, like Marcelo Meyer, was 0-for-4 last night. The pitch, Miller takes just off the outside corner for ball one. Shorebirds nothing, Red Sox nothing, bomb of the second. Middle infield on a modified double play, depth of the pull side for the left-handed batter. Open stance, here's the pitch. And Miller pops it up. Back behind home, or actually right now in front of the plate as it gets pushed out by the wind. A collision on the mound, it's dropped. First baseman Martinez tries to pick it up, now Portes does, and fires the ball into center, where it's booted by the center fielder Acevedo. Finally, the left fielder DeSone picks it up. And standing at second, Tyler Miller with Cavadas at third after an absolutely bungled infield pop-up. Portes, the pitcher, and the first baseman Martinez collided trying to catch it. Martinez then tried to pick the ball up through the second. He bobbled it. Portes grabbed it. He threw to second, bounced it in. It went into center. Acevedo couldn't handle it, and everybody ends up safe. 2 errors are going to be ruled on the play. Probably an E3 for Martinez on the drop pop-up, and then E1 on Portes with a throw. Although realistically, I think you can give Portes both the errors if you wanted to. So second and third, one out here in the second. Shorebirds infield plays back up the middle. Corners are in. Carson Simas, the 8-hole hitter. Center fielder, bats on the right side. The first pitch, breaking ball on the inside edge for strike one. Shorebirds defense was perfect last night, didn't commit an error. Well, that one right there, that was bad. It's bad enough to have the drop pop up, but to compound it, trying to get the force out at second on Cavadas, throw it away, stings even more. 0-1. Simas takes a breaking ball sweeping down and away for ball one. Simas hitting 179, 499 OPS, no homers, 8 driven in. Corners in, middle infield back, flag fluttering a little out towards left center. Portes from the stretch, hands the belt, here's the pitch. And Simas pops it up to shallow right. Right fielder Kerstad comes in, he's calling for it. Makes the catch, staying at third Cavadas as Kerstad fires it back into the center of the diamond. Cut off by the shortstop De Leon. And there's two away here in the second. Runners stay put. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, Daryl Bellin. Bellin 3-for-35 on the season. 1 homer, 3 driven in. Saw him on Thursday night. He went 0-for-3. Did score a run, though, after reaching on an error. Open stance from the right side. In time called at the plate, Bellin steps out. Infield straight up, outfield straight away. Second and third, 2 outs for Salem here in the second. The pitch, and Bellin takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Top of the order on deck for Salem. Shorebirds have actually scored first in the past 2 games, although it hasn't helped them. They've ended up losing both of those games. 1-0. Breaking ball, that's in there. Bell tie inside corner for strike one. Last night took a 1-0 lead in the first. Saw that immediately get washed away on Cavadas' 2-run homer. And then back on Thursday, scored 2 in the first. 5-run second for Salem, did away with that. 1-1. Bellin takes, breaking ball down and away. It's 2-1. Bellin was a late international signee for Boston, signed a couple of months prior to his 19th birthday. He's now 22. Hernandez sets up down and away. Portes the leg kick, the pitch. And the fastball is way high for ball three. Bellin has an imposing profile. 6'4", 210. Well, the results just haven't been there. And for Portes to fall behind on him in the count, a little disconcerting, especially at the top of the order on deck. Two on, two out, 3-1. And it's down in the dirt. It goes to the backstop, coming home to score from third, Cavadas. And Salem strikes first on the wild pitch. It's 1-0 here in the second. Dylan walks, goes down to first. Tyler Miller goes to third on the wild pitch as well. And there's men on the corners with 2 out now for Salem as the top of the order comes to the plate. Shorebird's just giving up way too many free bases here in the inning. Two errors, now a wild pitch. And now Edinson Paulino, who flied out to center his first time up, digs in. He's cooled off here in the second half of the week. And we did have a double last night. He started off absolutely scorching. First pitch to him. This is up and away for ball one. Had two homers through the first three games. Solo homer as well as a three-run shot. Left-handed batter, first and third, 2 outs, bottom of the second, the pitch. And Paulino takes high for ball two. It's the second outing this week for Portes. He actually pitched back on Tuesday as well. Wasn't really scheduled to go, but the Shorebirds 12-3 hole needed to soak up some innings, and Portes, who had a bullpen that day anyway, decided to give it a go through a scoreless 7th and 8th. 2-0 to Paulino. He swings and skies it on the infield. Left side, third baseman and shortstop come together. Shortstop De Leon calls for it and makes the catch in the baseline for the final out here in the second. But it's a drop pop-up that gives Salem their first run of the game as Miller reaches on one, and that ends up leading to Cavadas scoring on a wild pitch to get Salem on the board first. On to the third, it's the Red Sox 1 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds baseball is back this week. On Thursday, June 23rd, the Maryland Pride Sox giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. And June 25th features fireworks presented by Warwick Community College and Scholar Athlete Night featuring Gary Williams presented by Mount Air Farms. Buy tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the third, it's the Red Sox 1 and the Shorebirds nothing. Steven Acevedo leads it off for the Birds, 8-9-1 against Rady Sena. First pitch to Acevedo. He swings and blasts one deep to left. Miller back, looks up at the wall. It's gone. A first pitch solo homer for Steven Acevedo, his first with the Shorebirds, as he unloads one. Serious hang time over the wall and left. And he ties the game up at one on the first pitch of the third. First home run of the week for the Shorebirds. And since the Orioles gave the Shorebirds an O's home run chain, that's the first time it's been used. Acevedo has it glistening around his neck. First pitch to Brian Hernandez is swung on and missed for strike one. And Acevedo officially christens the O's home run chain with a bomb out to left. First 0-1 to Hernandez. He rolls it through the whole right side for a base hit. First three pitches of the inning, home run, swing and a miss, and a single. And the Shorebirds seeing Rady Sena well here in the third. Man at first and nobody out, now in a tie game. Acevedo, a moonshot out to left. Miller in left had no chance. And now the top of the order, Michael Deson digs in. Deson singled his first time up. Second straight game with a hit. The pitch takes a breaking ball inside corner. Bell tie for strike one. If you're unaware, the Orioles this year started using a home run chain, which has these obnoxiously large orange, glistening. They look like they're really fancy. The 0-1 misses up and in for ball one, but it turns out just really plastic style chains. They're just huge, just metallic orange with a humongous O's logo hanging off of it. And Orioles have sent one to each affiliate now. The Shorebirds finally have one. The pitch, breaking ball, belt tie down the middle. It's 1-2 on Daysoon. But since the Shorebirds got it last Sunday, they haven't homered since, until Acevedo just did. So he gets to break it out for the first time. 1-2. Daysoon takes inside as the jackknife out of the way. It's 2-2. So tied at 1, now top of the third. Hernandez at first after singling. And now Daysoon with the count even at 2. Right-handed batter. Righty Sena comes set on the mound. Middle infield at double play depth. Sena holds, now throws, and Daysoon swings and misses, breaking ball down in the dirt, cuts on and misses, actually ended up catching the catcher Nathan Hickey on the back of his head on the backswing. Thankfully, Hickey, even though he wears the two-piece mask, he does wear a skull cap underneath, protected him there. Fifth strike out of the game for Sena. Just one away here in the third, still a man at first, one out. And Heston Kerstad digging in. He struck out his first time up. Still looking for his first career homer. Acevedo, for his part, homered three times last year down in the FCL. First pitch to Kerstad. It's down in the dirt, blocked nicely by Hickey. A couple of feet out in front of home. Worked really hard to keep that one in front. Kerstad now 5-for-17 with the Shorebirds. No homers, two driven in, one double. Middle infield at double play depth, wind blowing straight out to center. Tie game, top of the third, the pitch. Kerstad swings and misses. Fastball caught a lot of the plate. It's 1-2. Jordan holds on Hernandez at first. Ooh, for Brian, that's now three straight games with a hit. 1-1. Or 1-2, rather, is chopped softly on the ground to second, charging in for it. Bonassi, he spins and throws to second, and gets the force out there with Kerstad safely aboard at first. I did not think Bonassi had enough time to get the force out there, but seeing the catcher Hernandez run, Bonassi took his time, pulling out the spin move, tires him on the force out. Kerstad safe at first. 4-6 on the force out. So, two outs, a man at first, now Isaac De Leon. Steven Acevedo took the first pitch of the inning and deposited it over the wall and left to tie the game at 1. Infield plays De Leon to pull, right-handed batter hitting third. The pitch, he has a little check swing and taps it softly on the ground to the right side, chasing after it. Bonassi gloves and flips to first just in time to get De Leon and end the third. But Steven Acevedo, first pitch of the frame, unloads it to left, his first homer for the Shorebirds. Ties this game at 1 as we go to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds and Red Sox 1-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the third from Salem, now tied at one. Steven Acevedo with a solo homer to kick off the top of the third. Ties this game up after Salem took the lead in the bottom of the second on a wild pitch. And Edgar Portes back to work now in a tie game. Bonassi, Meyer, and Hickey do up for the Red Sox. 2-3-4 against the Shorebirds righty, trying to right the ship after a rocky second. Bonassi, switch hitter, bats left. First delivery. Fastball tails outside for ball one. Portes didn't end up allowing a hit in the second. He walked two, but a crucial error, one by the first baseman Martinez and then one later on the same play by Portes himself, helped plate the first run of the game. 1-0 pitch, and Bonassi pops it up. Third base side, that'll twist down the play a couple of rows deep. Count evens up at 1-1. Portes high, black socks, black and orange glove, holds it together just above his belt. Steps into his windup, leg kick the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, or changeup rather, misses up and away for ball two. Bonassi, yellow and blue batting gloves, a hint of red in there. The pitch swings and fouls it back. Counts even at two. Almost the same batting gloves, I dare say, that Noelbert Romero wears for the Shorebirds. And I'm starting to think that I know where Romero got his, probably from his time with the Red Sox. So I'd seen the same ones. They were Franklin brands, worn by Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts in the big leagues for the Red Sox. Thought I'd seen them before. 2-2. Bonassi takes a fastball up high. 93 from Portes, and the count's full. Portes, even on a basically picture-perfect weather day, three-quarter sleeves under his jersey, gets his sign, rocks and deals the 3-2, and the fastball just inside for ball four. Bonassi walks, the third issued by Portes here tonight, matching his season high when he issued three back on the 7th against Fayetteville. Fourth time in his career, he's walked three. Man at first and nobody out for Marcelo Meyer. Struck out swinging his first time up. Now 0-11 this week. Fourth overall pick by the Red Sox last year. Four homers, 23 driven in. Coming into today, hitting 295, 892 OPS. The pitch. Fastball is at the knees for strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away. Flag still blowing out towards left center. We've seen a little bit of a jet stream out there. Bonassi a big lead from first, and Portes a throw over, sends him diving back to the bag safely. Salem has been so aggressive on the bases here this week. They stole four bases last night. They've stolen five bases two times already this week, too. Shorebirds have certainly gone through the gauntlet as far as uber-aggressive teams on base paths of late. Facing off against Charles New, leads the league in stolen bases. The pitch, it's rolled on the ground to second, should be two. Ben Cosme Fields flips to second. Juan De Leon on to first for a 4-6-3 double play. And there's two away here in the third, but don't tell Isaac De Leon that. He thought that was the final out of the inning. Already jogging back in towards the dugout. So Meyer's slump continues. 0-14. Makes two outs on one play to boot. Now nobody on for Nathan Hickey. Two outs here in the third. Shorebirds 1, Red Sox 1. The pitch. Breaking ball just a little bit high on the outside edge for ball one. One run, three hits, three errors for the Shorebirds. One run, one hit, and no errors for Salem. It looks like, if I had to guess now, 1-0. Fastball misses outside for ball two. I wasn't sure if they were going to give this error or not. They ended up issuing it anyways to Acevedo in center. If you remember that play where Martinez dropped the ball, Portes threw it into center. Acevedo had it hit off his glove when he tried to field it in center. 2-0.
And Hickey pops it up down the left field line. Third baseman Romero into foul territory on the warning track as it blown over his head as it hits on the warning track. Strike one. Acevedo had it hit off his glove, and I'm assuming here that they are saying that Tyler Miller, who ended up at second on the play, he was the batter, only got to second after Acevedo had the ball kick away from him. So three errors, one play, somehow a run didn't score on it. Which, looking back on the fact that the Shorebirds only allowed one run after that situation, could have been way worse. 2-1 on Hickey. Portes the pitch. It's fastball up and away. 3-1. Portes kicks a little bit about the dirt in front of the rubber. Now retoes it. Shrugs his shoulders a little bit. A deep breath. Here's the 3-1. And Hickey blasts one. Deep out to right field. Kerstad back to the warning track. Looks up at the wall. It's gone. Solo homer for Nathan Hickey. His fifth of the season. And the Red Sox grab the lead right back. It's a 2-1 game here in the third. Ball was scorched by Hickey. Again, a lot of hang time on it. Cleared the right center field fence. 25 feet high all the way around. You really got to get into one to homer here. So two outs, nobody on still. The first pitch to Blaze Jordan. He gets under one and pops it up. Up the first base side. First baseman Martinez into the center of the diamond. Drops it again. The wind took it and pushed him out behind the mounds. And Martinez playing first base for the first time in his career this week. Commits his second error of the game. That's four errors on the Shorebirds. And we're not even out of the third. Actually, and I can't believe this, they're giving Jordan a hit. Man, that is some home cooking. I get it's a tough play with the wind, but if we're going to start saying infield pop-ups shouldn't be caught, especially after it hits off a player's glove, I don't know what an error is anymore. Here's Nico Cavadas. First pitch, takes a breaking ball, a little low for ball one. I understand the hard aspect of the play with the wind getting pushed away from Martinez, having to range behind the mound. But it's an infield pop-up. Off the bat, 1-0. Cavadas blasts one. And I mean absolutely unloads one over the scoreboard in right center for a two-run homer. Second homer of the inning for Salem. And it's 4-1. Cavadas with his fourth homer of the week, his 11th of the season, now 41 driven in. And the Red Sox lead it 4-1. That ball was crushed over, and I mean, the video board in right center is about 35 feet high. He cleared it. Good grief. There's Tyler Miller. Swings the first pitch and misses for strike one. And why Jordan's quote-unquote base hit should be an error is because those runs that Cavadas just drove in, those should be unearned. There's no reason why Portes should have ever had to throw those pitches. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball one. One-one. Miller rolls it foul into the Shorebirds dugout first base side. Counts 1-2. Miller reached on an error his first time up. Left-handed batter, open stance. Portes trying to end the third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets Miller to chase a breaking ball down and outside to end the frame, but two homers in the inning for Salem. Nathan Hickey, a solo shot. Nico Cavadas, a two-run homer. And after three complete, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the fourth from Salem, it's the Red Sox 4 and the Shorebirds 1. Two homers in the third for Salem. A solo shot for Nathan Hickey. A two-run homer for Nico Cavadas after two were already out. Gives the Red Sox now a three-run lead. New arm on the mound for Salem. Tyler Uberstein takes over on this TechNet called the bullpen. Uberstein, who the Shorebirds saw back at home earlier this season, comes in out of the bullpen here, tandeming with Radice Sena, who's done after three innings. He allows one run on three hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. So Uberstein comes on, right-handed pitcher from the third or first base side of the rubber, goes into his wind and fires a fastball in the inside corner to Noelbert Romero. Here's the pitch, and Romero chops it softly on the ground towards the hole left side. Shortstop Meyer fields it and throws to first to retire Romero for the first out here in the fourth. Nearly collided with the third baseman, Paulino, but was able to cut him off just in time. Put it away. Uberstein making his 12th appearance, his fourth out of the bullpen. He is 3-3 with a 4.41 ERA. His pitch to Frederick Benkozme is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Uberstein, 6'1", 200 pounds, right-handed pitcher. Just turned 23 a couple weeks ago. The pitch, fastball outside corner again. It's 0-2. 49 innings, has struck out 53, walked 17. 46 homers, 24 runs all earned. He has given up five homers. One of them actually came to the Shorebirds in Daryl Hernandez. One out, nobody on for Benkozme, left-handed batter. 0-2. Takes down the dirt. Counts a ball and two strikes. Benkozme grounded to first, his first time up. Salem 4, Delmarva 1, top of the fourth. Uberstein the rock. Here's the pitch. And Benkozme fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Shadows starting to stretch out towards the center of the diamond now. 1-2. Benkozme takes low, 2-2. It's not the concourse that's casting the shadow yet, though. It's actually the flags on top of it. So the ball is coming into and out of shadows on its way home. There's one shadow of a flag about halfway in between home plate and the mound. 2-2. And Benkozme chops it foul down the first base side. Count stays even at 2. So out of Uberstein's hand, baseball is in sunlight, goes into shadow on the way in, and then comes back out after about a 5-foot stay after it gets through the shadow of the flag. 2-2. Benkozme hits it in the air to left center field, chasing Seamus back into the alley, center fielder under it, and he makes the play to retire Benkozme for the second out here in the fourth. Two up, two down for Tyler Uberstein out of the bullpen. Uberstein was a 19th round pick out of Northwestern last year by the Red Sox. You might remember
his winding journey through college, having started at USC, Southern California, hoping to walk onto the team there. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. He swings and pops it back and out of play for strike one. Oberstein was unable to walk onto the team there, ended up transferring to Northwestern after working out with David Coggins, former Major League pitcher. 0-1 to Higgins. Fastball misses outside for ball one. And Oberstein not only transferred, got playing time at Northwestern, but did well enough to put himself into draft consideration. 1-1. Higgins takes a slider down the middle for strike two. Higgins struck out swinging his first time up, was his first at-bat since being activated off the IL earlier today. Right-handed batter open stance, bounces the bat off his back shoulder, here's the 1-2. And Higgins hits it off the end of the bat into the hole that short on the backhand. Meyer Fields throws on the run. Not in time, though. Higgins able to beat it out for infield single. Meyer did a great job just getting that baseball. Was weakly hit. Little three hopper towards the hole on the left side. Got to it on the backhand. Decided to go with a throw across his body instead of maybe a jump throw. Got it there on a hop. Higgins beat it to the bag. So he's at first with two away for Roberto Martinez. Struck out looking his first time up. Switch hitter bats left. Oberstein the stretch in the first pitch. Misses down and in with a fastball for ball one. Martinez trying to atone for what should be two errors. Right now it's technically one. 1-0. Fastball off the inside edge for ball two. He has dropped two pop-ups here today. Or actually, they've given that initial error, I couldn't tell who dropped it. I thought it was Martinez. They've given it to Portes. Portes with two errors on him. The pitch. Martinez swings and misses. It's 2-1. By the way, I think if you ask Martinez, he'd say he has to take command in both of those situations and make the play. 2-1. Martinez tied up inside, swings and misses at a fastball. It's 2-2. Higgins at first, two outs, top of the fourth. Salem 4, Delmarva 1. Shorebirds looking to avoid losing their second straight series to the Red Sox. Oberstein holds, and now Martinez calls time. The pitch comes home, though. But no pitch. Count stays at 2. Infield plays Martinez to pull. Second baseman Bonassi towards the hole on the right side. Shortstop Meyer up the middle. Outfield straight away with the wind gusting out towards left center. The 2-2. And Martinez swings, foul tips it, held on to by Hickey for the final out here in the fourth. Tyler Oberstein works around a two-out single. Strand Higgins at first, and we're through 3.5 on to the bottom of the fourth. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town June 21st through the 26th at Purdue Stadium. On Thursday, June 23rd, it's a Maryland Pride Sox giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. June 24th is the 2022 team photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. And on Saturday, June 25th, it's the return of fireworks presented by Warwick Community College and Scholar Athlete Night with a special guest appearance by Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams presented by Mount Air Farms. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Bottom of the fourth from Salem, it's the Red Sox 4 and the Shorebirds 1. Sam Jelinek with you, Edgar Portes back in the mound, but the Shorebirds looking to bounce back after allowing three runs in the third. It's now the second straight start that he's allowed two homers as well. Gave up two in the third inning, a solo shot to Nathan Hickey, a two-run shot to Nico Cavadas. Carson Simas leads it off in the fourth for Salem in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball on the inside edge for strike one. 8-9 and one due up for Salem. Simas leads it off. Fly to right his first time up. Salem with a three-run lead here on Saturday night. 0-1. Simas takes, breaking ball outside corner. Knee high, it's 0-2. Simas open stance, not too much bend at the knees. Long black sleeves under his red jersey, the 0-2. He swings and pokes it in the air to left. Stays zone back a couple of steps, now comes in, shielding his eyes from the sun. Puts it away for the first down here in the fourth. Brings up Darryl Bellin. Walked his first time up. Portes has now walked three in the game, giving up four hits, two homers. Red Sox lead it 4-1, bottom of the fourth. Bellin right-handed batter, open stance again. The pitch, fastball misses in, nearly clipped him on the way by for ball one. Bottom of the order here for Portes, trying to set him down 1-2-3. The pitch, Bellin swings and pops it up back behind home. Get out of play for strike one. He ran into that problem in the second, had two outs, and Bellin at the plate, but ended up walking him. Thankfully got Edinson Paulino on deck to pop up the top of the order, but it's not a prospect you want to go into too often. The pitch, Bellin tags one out to deep straightaway center. Acevedo going back in front of the warning track, circles around it, and puts it away for the second out here in the fourth. Now the top of the order, Edinson Paulino, two out, nobody on, just where Portes wanted it to be. And although Portes has gotten hit around a little bit today with the four runs, his pitch count in pretty good shape at 68 right now. Could potentially come back out for the fifth. He went 78 his first time out against Fayetteville. Here's Paulino, left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball is up and away for ball one. We talked about the shadows of the flags off the top of the concourse. They're being cast over the field right now. Well, they've now been pushed by the mounds, so there's no more light and dark that we're dealing with. The 1-0, Paulino checks his swing. He went around. Breaking ball in the dirt. Paulino didn't think he did. But home plate umpire Elliot Melton rings him up. Counts even at one. We do, though, have the shadows from the actual concourse itself starting to creep onto the field. Right now covering half of the home plate area, but not quite the plate itself. Still just behind the left-handed batter's box. 1-1. Rolled foul into the Shorebirds dugout first base. Side caroms right back out to first base where Roberto Martinez throws it into the stands. So 1-2 on Paulino. Portes looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the game and a nice bounce back from the three-run third. Kicks and deals the 1-2. And Paulino lines it the other way into left field to base it. Deson comes in to play it, throws it into second. Good piece of hitting by Paulino there. He's 1-for-3 now. And Portes' dreams of a 1-2-3 frame go up in flames. Brings up Rainer Bonassi. Hasn't been retired tonight. Doubled in the first, walked in the third. Switch hitter pass from the left side as he has all week long. Shorebirds, unlike last year, actually do carry a lefty on the staff. That's Edward Monroy. Only thing is, he hasn't pitched this week. First pitch. Breaking ball. Foul tip held onto by Hernandez for strike one. For a second there, everybody was waiting for what Elliot Melton's call was going to be. It looked pretty clearly on the outside corner. It looked like Bonassi swung. Turned out he clipped it. Paulino leads away from first. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Counts even at one. Bonassi coming off of a one-hit game last night. Went 1-for-3, a walk, and a stolen base. Also scored a run. Hitting .254, on base percentage, pushing up towards .400. Throw over to first, and Paulino back in with a dive. Salem hasn't stolen a base tonight. Have scored a run on a wild pitch. They've stolen multiple bases in every game this week. 1-1 on Bonacci. Salem 4, Delmarva 1, last of the four. Cortez from the belt. Fires home. Paulino runs. Pitch misses outside. The throw to second from Hernandez on a hop. Not in time. And with a headlong dive, Paulino. As De Leon, the shortstop who caught the ball and applied the tag, thought that Paulino's hand had come off the base, and he held the tag on. No dice, as Chad Patterson, the second base umpire. So Paulino is 13th stolen base of the season. He's in scoring position now for Bonacci, ahead in the count 2-1. Pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul backstop. It's 2-2. Shadows now bisect home plate. And the shadows actually cast by the characters around the dish are what I think might be causing the most problems right now. Hitter Bonacci sees his own shadow out in front of the plate. The catcher Hernandez and home plate umpire Elliot Melton shadows coming in behind him. That's what's obstructing his view. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Man at second. 4-1 game, bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Bonacci takes high for ball two. Or for ball three, beg your pardon. So the Shorebirds trailing by three. Can't really afford to go down anymore. Only run in the game, and Acevedo homer back in the third. Offense that has been very quiet this week. Just one run last night on eight hits. 3-2. Bonacci takes in the dirt, ball four. And after retiring the first two this inning, Cortez allows a single, now a walk. And there's men at first and second for Marcelo Meyer. And it really feels like the Shorebirds are poking the bear here. Pitching coach Joe Hallmacher about to make a visit to the mound. Radios in down to the bullpen just to make sure that the arm that he's waiting on is starting to get loose. Hallmacher makes his way on out to the bump. He'll talk with Cortez here. Already has his back to Hallmacher, looking out at center. Holds the glove under his left arm and trying to just figure out how to get out of this frame. At this point, where his pitch count's at, Cortez at 77, probably this is his last batter. And Hallmacher might be telling him that. Meyer 0 for 2. He's struck out and bounced into a double play. And like we said, coming into tonight, had been 0 for 10 this week. So now 0 for 12. And it's only a matter of time before Meyer breaks out of that. First and second, two out. Hallmacher with a big pat on Cortez's back. Says, go get him. Ready to go back to the action. Outfield plays Meyer straight away. Infield straight up. Shortstop De Leon, though, does shadow the runner out at second. Meyer from the left side. Red batting gloves. Blue tape on his back. Natural grain barrel, black handle. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Good way to open the at-bat there from Cortez. High quality pitch. Cortez leans all the way in, flat back. Hangs his glove around his front knee. Now straightens up, set of the belt. Looks to second, leg kick the pitch. And it's just off the inside corner with a slider. Counts even at one, and Cortez took a look out towards center before getting the ball back in the mound. Trying to reset there after a pitch that he thinks he should have gotten. Salem 4, Delmarva 1, bottom of the 4. 2 on, 2 out for Salem with their 3-hole hitter Marcelo Meyer at the plate. Here's the pitch. And Meyer takes down and in. A breaking ball in his back foot has to dance out of the way. It's 2-1. Meyer, not only the Red Sox top prospect by MLB Pipeline, he's also 10th best prospect in baseball. Period. Fourth overall pick in last year's draft. And many were suspecting, had he gotten by the Red Sox, the O's would have taken him fifth overall. 2-1. Meyer swings and hits it hard on the ground to second, but on the third hop, Ben Cosme picks it, throws to first to retire Meyer, and get Edgar Cortez out of the two-out jam. He strands two aboard, and after four complete, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 4-1 as we begin the top of the fifth. First pitch to Steven Acevedo is a pass ball in the outside corner. Start off the frame from Tyler Uberstein. Acevedo led off the third. The solo homer out to left. Uberstein's 0-1. Breaking ball off the inside corner, 1-1. Shorebirds sending 8-9-1 to the plate here in the fifth. Acevedo is homer in the third. The first pitch of the frame that he hit out to left, 1-1. Acevedo off the hands, rolls it on the ground into the hole at short on the backhand. Meyer Field sets his feet and throws to first to retire Acevedo for the first out here in the fifth. Acevedo's homer, still the only run in the game for the Shorebirds, trailing the Red Sox 4-1. First homer this week hit by the Shorebirds, too. So, one out, nobody on, and Brian Hernandez comes to the plate. Singled his first time up the pitch. Big swing and a miss, laid on a fastball at 90 top of the zone for strike one. Hernandez was 1-for-2 last night, reached base twice. Walked as well the pitch, cut on and fouled off the plate. It's 0-2. So he's reached base in back-to-back games now. Came into the game hitting just 157, a 460 OPS. Left-handed batter, open stance, no batting gloves. The pitch. Fastball this high, 1-2. And that's a relatively new development for Hernandez to start a game like that. Typically, he starts wearing batting gloves, and if he falls to 0-for-3, when he comes up the fourth time, he sheds the gloves. The pitch, it's outside, counts 2-2. Now he's going full-time bare skin. Ton of pine tar on his bat. Uberstein, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, out in front of a changeup. Hernandez caught reaching. And there's two away here in the sixth, quickly. Top of the order now, Michael Desson. Led off the game with a single in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Uberstein on in relief, pitched scoreless fourth. Now into the fifth, winds up and deals. First pitch, fastball that runs in for ball one, ready on the mound, with shadows now covering basically the entirety of first base and the mound, or and home plate. 1-0. Desson takes down the middle, 1-1. The mound's still in sunshine, as is the rest of the field. Beautiful Saturday night here from Salem. Amongst the Blue Ridge Mountains, gorgeous vistas, 1-1. Fastball on the outside black. Desson thought it was a little off the edge. It's 1-2. 2 outs, nobody on. Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 4-1. 1-2. And Desson swings and misses, tied up in knots inside by a breaking ball. Uberstein sits him down and fires a brisk 1-2-3 fifth. We're halfway home onto the bottom of the fifth. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home on the bottom of the fifth, it's Salem 4, Delmarva 1, and we have a TechNet call, the bullpen, to tell you about. Alejandro Mendez takes over for Edgar Portes after Portes goes four innings. Allows four runs right now. It's still three earned. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, the dropped pop-up by Martinez at first was ruled a base hit for Blaze Jordan. It was pretty blatantly an error, but that ended up leading to a two-run homer, so it should be four runs, one earned. For now, it's four runs, three earned. Four walks and two strikeouts for Portes. Right now, his name attached to the loss would be his first of the season. Mendez takes over for him. Big righty, 6'5", 254. Works in the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch to Nathan Hickey's. A fastball down the middle at 94 for strike one. First time we've seen Mendez in a while. His first appearance of the series. Last pitch 9 days ago. June the 9th at home against Fayetteville. The pitch, fastball misses in. 1-1. He gave up 7 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts, 2/3 of an inning against the Woodpeckers in a 15-5 loss. Mendez from the belt, deep breath, the 1-1. Fastball off the outside corner, 2-1. Mendez on the season, appearing in his 11th game, no record, a 13-17 ERA. 13 2/3 innings, has struck out 17, walked 22. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner. Hickey can't connect. 2-2. Heart of the order here for the Red Sox. 4-5-6. Hickey homered his last time up. A solo shot out to right. Was his fifth of the season. Pitch. He swings and pops it up. Out into shallow left. Left fielder Deson shielding his eyes from the sun. Now over towards the gap. Puts it away in front of the center fielder Acevedo for the first out here in the fifth. Brings up the first baseman, Blaze Jordan. He is, in air quotes here, 1-for-2. Like we said, he popped up his last time up, and it was just dropped by Martinez at first. Wind pushed away from him a little. So he had to range behind the mound, but he still dropped it. The pitch. Jordan swings and hits it high in the air to left. The wind getting under it, pushing it back to Deson on the warning track. He loses it in the sun. It drops on the warning track. Jordan around second. He's trying for third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. A triple for Blaze Jordan, aided by the sun. And Deson's throw from the wall, not in time to get him. And Jordan getting all sorts of help here en route to a 2-for-3 game. The wind took it, pushed it all the way back onto the warning track, and Deson, even though he's wearing sunglasses out in left, the sun is right above left field, meaning shining down on it, which makes Deson's chomp so tough, and he lost at the last moment. He was just a couple feet away from making the catch. Infield comes in now for Nico Cavadas. It's 1-for-1 with a 2-run homer. The pitch, Slider just a little low for ball one. Cavadas' two-run homer back in the third was his fourth homer of the week. Now has 11 on the season. He's driven in 41. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And Cavadas lines it out into center, falling fast, and he'll fall in front of Acevedo in center on a hop. Jordan trots on home from third, comes in to score, and Cavadas, with his second straight 3-RBI game, makes it 5-1 Salem here in the fifth. And at first, one out brings up Tyler Miller. Seven-hole hitter, 0-for-2. Still hitless in the series as well. Getting up there north of 15 at-bats. It's been a tough run. Open stance, no bend in the knees. Mendez the stretch and the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball misses low for ball one. It looked like Mendez had maybe turned a corner prior to his outing against Fayetteville. But it's past two, 1-0. Miller chops it foul into the Shorebirds dugout first base side. It's 1-1. But Mendez now has passed two outings, has given up a combined 11 earns in one inning of work. The pitch. Miller hits it softly on the ground to first. Martinez has it hit off his glove, then picks it up and takes it to the bag to retire Miller. Martinez having all sorts of problems holding on to the ball, but able to recover for the out the second of the inning. Up to second goes Cavadas, and with two away, Carson Seamus steps in. Eight-hole hitter. Salem 5, Delmarva 1 last the fifth, but before the past two outings, Mendez looked like he was finally on track. He struggled at the beginning of the year, obviously walking more guys than he struck out. Through two and two-thirds scoreless at Charleston on May the 28th. Didn't allow a hit. Now time called at the plate. But since then, it has been catastrophic. Seamus open stands on the right side. The pitch. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Ball one. Salem, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors. Seamus has flied to right, flied to left. Cavadas at second, not being held on. Mendez the pitch. Breaking ball misses low for ball two. So Mendez, who has a lightning bolt of a right arm, is trying to put it together. Pitch, fastball misses high for ball three. 95 there from Mendez, 21 years old, out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. Hasn't walked anybody here in the fifth, but 3-0 on Seamus. Pitch home. Fastball just off the inside corner. Can't get the call. Ball four. And at first and second with 2 outs with a 9-hole man, Daryl Bellin. Bellin 0-for-1. He flied to center his last time up. 2 on, 2 out. Salem already with 1 in the inning. Cavadas, an RBI single. He's now driven in 3. Right-on-right matchup with Bellin. The pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, 95 for strike one. The thing that the catchers talk about with Mendez as far as his stuff is that he has a natural tendency to sink the baseball. Gets a lot of arm side run. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up, but a ball could have been called first, and that was what I was scared of. Mendez never came to a complete stop. And the field umpire, Chad Patterson, called a balk. To third goes Miller. Up to second goes Seamus. No pitch. So it's 0-1. So second and third now, 2 outs. An 0-1 count on Bellin. Here's the pitch. He chops it foul down the third base side, and count now does move to 0-2. But I thought about it right before the pitch, right as Mendez was about to throw it, that he didn't really stop when he came set at the belt. It was more a rolling stop as it was as opposed to a complete one. 5-1 Salem, last of the fifth. Mendez holds at the belt. Now the pitch. Bellin takes way high. Breaking ball slipped out of Mendez's hand. It's 1-2. Infield plays Bellin basically straight up. Second baseman Ben Cosme a couple of steps up the middle. Good bend at the knees. Open stance with the right-handed batter. The pitch. Slider called strike three. At the knees, inside edge. Mendez freezes Bellin and strands two in scoring position to end the fifth. After five complete, it's now Salem 5, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 5-1 as we go to the top of the sixth. Heston Kerstad leads it off, swings at the first pitch, and bounces it through the hole right side for a single to kick off the sixth. First pitch he sees, laces it into right for a base hit. Sixth hit of the game for the Shorebirds. So maybe some positive momentum for the Shorebirds here. Down 5-1 now. After Nico Cavadas, his third RBI of the game, an RBI single in the fifth, extended Salem's lead. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is a pitch down and away for ball one. 2-3 and 4 here in the inning for the Shorebirds. Kerstad already single. Now De Leon, who's 0-2. And De Leon's been playing as good a baseball as anybody here over the past 3 weeks. 1-0. De Leon swings and fouls it back. Counts even at one. Going back now, 22 games. De Leon has slashed .265, 448, 353. Three doubles, a homer, and 12 driven in. 1-1. Tries to check his swing, but fouls it off into the seats right field side. It's 1-2, and that was the same kind of check swing De Leon had when he grounded out to second his last time up. Tried to hold back and then just kind of pushed his hands through the swing. Very weakly hit. Down the count, 1-2 on Uberstein. The pitch, De Leon hits it in the air out to center, chasing Seamus back, still going back in front of the warning track. He makes the catch full tilt and then nearly tumbles over his head, but keeps his balance, throws it back in. De Leon retired for the first out here in the sixth. Ball was squared up. Seamus really had to turn on the jets to track it down over his head. Good jump, good read. There's one out. Brings up Noelbert Romero, now 0 for his last 10. 0 for 4 the past 2 games, now 0 for 2 tonight. Cleanup man for the Shorebirds. Uberstein's pitch. Romero tries to check his swing, but he went around on a breaking ball down and away for strike one. Uberstein, in his third inning of relief, has now allowed 2 hits, struck out 3, hasn't walked anybody. 0-1. Romero shows bunt and ends up ticking it to the backstop as the pitch came in at his feet. Tried to dance out of the way and in an act of self-defense, ended up fouling it off. Tough break. Kerr's down at first. One out, top of the sixth. Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 5-1. Uberstein taking the pitch. Slider outside. 1-2. Salem's taken 3 out of the first 4 this week. Now taking 8 out of the first 10 against the Shorebirds this season as well. They'll play 24 times this year. 1-2. Romero chops it on the ground towards the hole at third. It skips off the lip of the grass and by the third baseman Paulino and into left for what I assume will be a base hit. Romero safely aboard at first. Paulino was expecting a nice high hop. They'll rule that a hit for Romero. He's 1-for-3. And the ball stayed down on him, hit the lip of the grass on the infield cutout, scooted right by Paulino. What would have been an inning-ending double play ball instead now constitutes a threat for the Shorebirds. First pitch to Frederick Benkozme. He rolls it foul first base side for strike one. Benkozme hitting fifth, 0-for-2. He's grounded to first and fly to center. Left-handed batter. Shadows now covering two-thirds of the diamond. Both second and first, or three-fourths, I should say. The pitch is down low for ball one. Home plate, first and second all covered. Everything but third. Right now, covered and shrouded by shadows. Shorebirds down 5-1, top of the sixth. 1-1 pitch. Benkozme takes down and away for ball two. The Shorebirds were hitless last night with runners in scoring position going 0-for-7. They also hit into three double plays. So basically, any time they had runners on, they not only shot themselves in the foot. 2-1. Benkozme swings and drives one deep right center field. Bellin back into the alley. The right fielder gets under it and makes the catch on the edge of the warning track. Kerstad tags from second, goes to third. Romero back to first, and Benkozme a loud out number two here in the sixth. Brings up Ryan Higgins. He is 1-for-2 in his return from the IL today. First and third, two outs, but like I was saying, the Shorebirds, it's one thing to go hitless with runners in scoring position, but it's another thing to then also record two outs on those same plays. Really a double whammy. First pitch to Higgins. He swings and lines it out to left, right at Miller, though, who puts it away for the final out of the inning. That ball was scorched by Higgins, but right at Miller and left puts the squeeze on it, and the Shorebirds strand runners at the corners to end the sixth. On to the bottom of the sixth. It's Salem 5, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom half of the sixth from Salem. It's the Red Sox 5, the Shorebirds 1. Delmarva stranding two more aboard. In the top of the sixth, they've scored just one run today on Steven Acevedo's solo homer. And still hitless now over the past two games with runners in scoring position. Here today, that is extended out to 0-for-2. Now 0 for their last nine. with runners in scoring position. Top of the order here for Salem against Alejandro Mendez. Second inning out of the pen, the Reddies' first pitch to Edinson Paulino. Fastball outside for ball one. Mendez allowed a run in the fifth. Triple for Palias Jordan, though, was sun-aided as DeSonan left, lost the ball up in the sky. 1-0. Paulino swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Third baseman Romero next to the coach's box puts it away for the first out here in the sixth. Paulino falls to 1-for-4. Mendez then allowed a RBI single to Nico Cavanes before getting out of the jam with a ground out and a strikeout. So back out for a second inning. Renier Bonacis stands in. He's 1-for-1, a double and 2 walks tonight. Switch hitter batting left, the pitch. Fastball is way high for ball one. All the Orioles affiliates in action here on Saturday night. Going towards the tail ends of their series this week, the 1-0. Fastball misses up for ball two. Norfolk playing host to Syracuse, right now doubling up the Mets 4-2. Mendez takes his time from the third base side of the rubber. Ball behind his bat. Now comes together at the set. 2-0 to Bonacy. Fastball is outside for ball three. Bowie with a 4-2 lead over Binghamton. That's in the bottom of the fourth. Bay Sox with a four-run first inning to take control of that one. Zach Peek. He's gone the first four for the Bay Sox. Pitch. Fastball down the middle to Bonacy. It's 3-1. Aberdeen leading Jersey Shore 1-0. Colton Towser with a home run in the first. Daryl Hernandez also a base hit. He returned after a couple of days off. 3-1 fastball, just a little high. Bonacci really selling it there, spinning out of the box as if that was somehow close to hitting him. It's on the outside corner. Mendez walks his second of the day. It's a man at first with one out for Marcelo Meyer. 0-for-3 today, now 0-for-13 this week. Middle infield at double play depth. Meyer bounced into one back in the third. The pitch, and he'll bounce into another here on the ground to second. Ben Gosmay Fields flips to second. One, De Leon to first for a 4-6-3 double play to get Mendez out of the sixth. He faces the minimum, gets Meyer to roll into the twin killing. And after six complete, it's Salem 5 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Six innings have come and gone, and it's the Salem Red Sox 5, the Delmarva Shorebirds 1. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from Salem, Virginia. Tyler Uberstein back in the mound for Salem. Roberto Martinez in the box, and the first pitch is fastball down the middle for strike one. Martinez, Acevedo, and Hernandez here in the 7th, 7, 8, and 9, 0-1. Martinez swings and misses, nearly came out of his shoes. Change up outside, it's 0-2. Martinez 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts. 0-2, three strikeouts, swings and misses, same changeup, same result. Down on strikes, Uberstein strikes him out himself for the second time. Uberstein's fourth of the game. Uberstein right now with three scoreless out of the bullpen. Brady Sano went the first three, allowed one run on Steven Acevedo, solo homer. Acevedo at the plate now here. Right-handed batter in the first pitch is on the inside corner for strike one. Acevedo one for two with that solo homer, a second hit with the Shorebirds. Both of them have been extra base hits. 0-1. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Acevedo now 2 for 22 with the Shorebirds. 1-1 is popped up behind home. Catcher Hickey off with the mask up against the backstop. He puts it away. Barely had enough room and somehow made the catch with mask still in hand. Just snagged it out of the air right in front of the backstop netting. Two away in the seventh. Brings up Ryan Hernandez. Singled back in the third. He's 1 for 2, 9-hole hitter. First pitch. He swings and pounds it foul into the dirt at home. Caroms to the backstop for strike one. Hernandez singled in the third. Uberstein struck him out in the fifth. Uberstein, light tan glove into the wind and the changeup. This is outside for ball one. Infield plays Hernandez to pull to the right side. Outfield straight away. 5-1 Salem, top of the seventh. Uberstein from the first base side, the pitch. Swung on and dribbled to the backstop. It's 1-2. Uberstein, three-quarters length, red sleeves under his red jersey. Navy blue cap with the Salem red S on the front. Red Sox emblazoned across the front of the jersey as well. Uberstein ready to rock. Waiting on his sign, finally gets it. Winds up, here's the pitch, and Hernandez takes a breaking ball low. It's 2-2. Sun starting to wane a little bit back above our heads down the right field line. 2-2. Hernandez swings and misses, held on to by Hickey, the catcher, and Uberstein with a 1-2-3 seventh with strikeouts to bookend the frame. 6.5 in the books here from Salem on to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. It's the Red Sox 5 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gelding, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelding on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the seventh. Here from Salem, it's the Red Sox 5, the Shorebirds 1, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about. Preston Price relieves Alejandro Mendez, who did an all right job out of the pen. Gave up one run over two innings, two hits, two walks, one strikeout, and Price makes his first appearance of the week here against the Red Sox on Saturday. Price, right-handed pitcher, undrafted free agent last year out of the University of Arizona, making his 14th appearance and his first one in 9 days as well. No record, a 4.50 ERA. 22 innings, he struck out 20, walked 13. Opponents hitting 256 against him. 24 years old, out of California, San Diego area. First man to face him is Nathan Hickey. He's 1 for 3 with a solo homer back in the third. Price from the first base side of the rubber sets up crossfire from the stretch. His first pitch. Breaking ball just off the inside corner for ball one. Price basically just fastball and slider. Has been toying with a little bit of a two-seam as well. Black glove, hands at the belt, 1-0. Fastball misses low for ball two. So a little bit of a less intense situation for Price. Typically, he's been a bit more of a high-leverage reliever this season. That's not exactly by design, even though Price has thrived in those roles. 2-0, fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Don't really have back-end guys, so to speak, here. Because you're just looking to get guys innings just on whatever day that they're hot. Just that for Price, when those days have come, 2-1. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball three. Those games have been especially tight. He leads the team in saves with four of them and four opportunities. Three and one on Nathan Hickey. Pitch. Fastball high for ball four, a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Brings up Blaze Jordan, who's two for three. Reached on a pop-up that was dropped in the third. Triple on a ball that was lost in the sun in the fifth. And DeSone in left will still have trouble with that. Saw during the last half inning, the left fielder for Salem, Tyler Miller. First pitch to Jordan. He hits a dribbler back towards the mound. Off of it, Price grabs the ball, sets his feet, throws to first to retire Jordan for the first down here in the seventh. Up to second goes Hickey. Nice play by Price off to the third base side of the mound. Did a good job not rushing. Fired a dart to first. Frees up Nico Cavadas. Two for two. Three driven in. A two-run homer. RBI single. Now 11 homers and 42 driven in. Left-handed batter. Hickey at second. Price set to the belt. The pitch. Down in the dirt. Hits off the chest of the catcher Hernandez to his right. And Hickey takes third on the wild pitch. Not a whole lot Hernandez could do about that. It was just spiked out in front of the plate. But back to the Sun and the left fielders. I saw Tyler Miller the last half inning, the left fielder for Salem, shielding his eyes from the Sun before the pitch was even thrown. Infield comes in halfway for the Shorebirds here. The 1-0, it's down in the dirt. Ball two. Corners in, middle infield plays in the baseline. It's a guy like Cavadas on a bad strategy with how hard he can absolutely torch a baseball. Shortstop De Leon shaded up the middle. Outfield straight away. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Cavadas takes a backdoor slider outside for ball three. And Price might be pitching around Cavadas here. The 3-0. Fastball outside. Ball four. Price walks his second of the inning. And we've gone walk, ground out, walk to begin the seventh. Then at the corners with one out for Tyler Miller. Still hitless in the series. Miller 0 for 3, pushing a hitless streak north of 15 at-bats. First and third, one out, last of the seventh. Price the righty, deals the lefty Miller, and the fastball is up and away for ball one, and Price a very aggressive swipe at his landing spot on the mound. Trying to get that clay just right. Salem 5, Delmarva 1, bottom 7. Middle infield at double play depth, corners in. Here's the pitch. And Miller pops it in the air, out of play, third base side. Counts 1-1. Flag drifting out towards left right now. It's the weakest we've seen the wind all day. Still not a cloud in the sky. 1-1. Miller fouls it back. Price ahead in the count, 1-2. Bottom third of the order here. Miller in the seventh spot. Carson Semus on deck. Seven hits in the game for Salem. They all belong to the top six in the order. And actually, outside of 4, 5, and 6, there's just two hits to be found. The 1-2, Miller dribbles it to the backstop to stay alive. Hickey, Jordan, and Cavadas have combined for 5 of the 7 Salem hits. Paulino leading off has one. Bonassi batting second has one as well. Then all the RBIs as well belong to Hickey and Cavadas. First and third, one out. The 1-2 again. Slider misses outside. And the count's even at 2. Cavadas at first. Hickey at third. 2-2 on Tyler Miller. Price ready. Wheels and deals the pitch. And Miller taps it back up the middle and into center of base hit. Cavadas around second. He'll stop there. Scoring from third, Hickey. And Tyler Miller, his round is over. An RBI single. Guides it through the middle. Bouncing ball found a hole. And it's 6-1 Salem here in the seventh. Go first and second now. One out for Carson Seamus, the center fielder, hitting a right-handed batter open stance. Bryce Crossfire set down the hill. The pitch. Fastball is up and in for ball one. It's been a long layoff for Price, 9 days. And as the Shorebirds have asked their relievers to go deeper into games, to gobble up 2, sometimes 3 innings, they've given them more time in between appearances. 1-0. Seamus hits a skyscraper on the infield. Out in front of the plate, third baseman Romero comes in, calls for it, and makes the catch. Infield fly rule was called as well. Right in front of the mound. And there's 2 away here in the 7th. Brings up Daryl Bellin. Bellin 0-for-2, hitting 9. He's walked, flying out to center, and struck out looking. Price trying to strand 2 aboard here in the 7th. It's now Salem 6, Delmarva 1. RBI single for Tyler Miller. Price looks to second, now the pitch. Fastball off the inside corner for ball 1. Price is 1-0. Bellin checks his swing. Fastball just off the inside corner. It's 2-0. On Bellin. 2 on, 2 out. Bottom 7, 6-1 Red Sox. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Nearly nicked him on the hand. It's 3-0. Not the first time today the Shorebirds have gone to a 3-ball count on Bellin either. Never want to dance around the 9-hole guy, especially with runners already on. First and second, 2 out. Bellin, who has just 3 hits on the season, closing in on 40 at-bats. Price a long set. Finally comes ready. The 3-0. And Bellin swings and hits it high in the air out to deep left. DeZone back at the track, looks up, it's high off the wall. Cavadas scores from second, Miller races in from first, and Bellin with a 2-run double has blown this one open. It's 8-1 Salem here in the 7th. Got a 3-0 cookie. And Bellin provided the glass of milk. 2-run double off the left field wall. And Salem, with a 3-run 7th, has made it 8-1. Price painted himself into a corner. And Bellin jumped all over the 3-0 pitch. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. Out to talk with Price. Preston has struggled his past 2 outings now. He gave up 3 runs against Fayetteville back in the 9th. That was very old history, though. Over 2 1/3. 2 walks, 1 strikeout in that game. And now here in the seventh, he's given up now three with a man still out at second. And the top of the order, Ensign Paulino standing in. So Paulino, the leadoff man, ready to hit. He's one for four. Singled back in the fourth, stole the base, left-handed batter. Bellin, for reference, that is his fourth hit of the season. Now in 38 at-bats. First pitch to Paulino is low for ball one. Now five RBIs in the season. Infield plays Paulino to pull. Price, the righty, deals home, and it swung on and tapped to the backstop. 1-1. Shorebirds have just had a rough go of it against Salem this season. Barring a humongous comeback here in their final two innings, Shorebirds will have dropped 9 of their first 11 to the Red Sox. 1-1. Paulino, a little tapper out in front of the plate. Price off the mound, tries to pick it up with a bare hand, bobbles it around third. Bellin, Price throws back to the bag, and Romero slots the tag down to nail Bellin and get Price out of the inning. Nice heads-up play by Preston Price. Bobbles it on the bare hand, but then recovers to snag Bellin coming around third. Red Sox do get three in the inning, though. And after seven complete, it's the Red Sox 8 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game, presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the eighth here from Salem. Shorebirds now trailing the Red Sox 8-1. Yishael Desson leads off the eighth, takes a pitch outside for ball one from Tyler Uberstein. Desson 1-for-3 in the game. The pitch, fastball at the knees, outside corner. It's 1-1. Uberstein now with four scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Has struck out five, hasn't walked anybody, given up three hits. The pitch, it's down and away. Desson back in control of the count, 2-1. Desson single to lead off the game, and unfortunately for the Shorebirds, it's been all downhill after that. 2-1. Breaking ball outside corner, it's 2-2. Salem with a run in the bottom of the second, three in the third, and one more in the fifth, three in the seventh, taking control. The 2-2. Desson fouls it back, count stays even at 2. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Red Sox, 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Shorebirds. Heston Kerstad on deck, which is a nice sight to see. 2-2. Desson chops it foul at the plate off his own foot. Stays alive. It will be curious, though, whether or not Kerstad comes back out to field in the bottom of the eighth. Or if he'll play the full nine today, which would be the first time in his pro career that he's gone nine innings in the field. The pitch, it's up high. And Desson has worked it full. Three-two pitch, DeSone takes up an in ball four, and Uberstein walks his first of the game. DeSone draws the free pass to lead off the eighth. A very meaningless statistic that we in the Shorebirds communications department like to keep is how the Shorebirds play in each individual uniform. Not just whether or not they're wearing black, but whether or not it's home or road. First pitch to Kerstad. He swings and drills one deep right center field. Simmons, the center fielder, goes back and watches it hit high up off the right center field wall. DeSone to third. He holds on there, and Kerstad into second with a double. A ringing one shot off the right center field fence. His second hit of the game. He's 2-for-4. That was a laser, and the wall merely got in the way. If it weren't for a 25-foot-high wall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, that would have been Kerstad's first pro homer. Instead, he'll have to settle for a double, his second of the season. DeSone to third, and the Shorebirds with some life in the eighth. Trail at 8-1, but second and third, and nobody out for Isaac De Leon, the three-hole hitter. De Leon 0-for-3. He's flying out to center twice and grounded to second. Infield plays back for the Red Sox. Uberstein high set. Leg kick, the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball up high for ball one. Salem's starting to get a righty loose out in their bullpen. Flag blowing out to center. The 1-0. De Leon takes a heater outside. 2-0. Uberstein now at 65 pitches through 4-plus innings. DeSone at third, Kerstad at second. 2-0. Breaking ball off the outside edge for ball three. And Uberstein starting to pick a little at the corners despite working with a 7-run lead. And De Leon swinging away. It's a three-hopper to short. Meyer grabs it, throws to first. Retires De Leon. DeSone comes home to score from third. De Leon gets the RBI. It's now an 8-2 game. Shorebirds down by six. For De Leon, that's his 24th RBI of the season. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Kerstad stayed put at second. Romero 1-for-3. Singled his last time up the pitch. Fastball scrapes paint. Outside corner. Strike one. Romero's hit his last time up. Snapped an 0-for-10 skid. 0-1. Romero swings and hits it high in the air. Deep down the left field line. Miller chasing it towards the corner. It lands on top of the Salem bullpen. On top of their dugout down there. 0-2. It's never a good thing when, in Romero's case, he's now snapped two 10-plus at-bat hitless streaks this week. He had been 0-for-14 at one point. 0-2. Swings and fouls it back out of play to stay alive. And then proceeded to go 0-for-10 after that. Talk about your peaks and your valleys. And time called by Romero, he steps out. Salem 8, Delmarva 2, top of the 8th. Isaac De Leon, an RBI ground out. Here's the pitch. Romero takes a fastball, or changeup rather, inside. It's 1-2. Don't often see a changeup into a righty. Romero able to lay off. Kerstad at second, the pitch. And Romero hits it in the air to shallow left center. Everybody converges. It's the left fielder Miller to make the call, though. Puts it away for the second out. Left fielder Miller was there. Center fielder Simmons was coming in. Shortstop Meyer was going back. Shorebirds have had their own trouble with miscommunications on pop-ups today. Leading to 3 runs or four runs rather. First pitch to Frederick Bencozbe misses down low for ball one. FitzSalem scored between the second and third. A big three, what really should be four error span. Bencozbe 0 for 3, batting fifth. Swings the pitch and rolls it through the hole right side. A base hit. Kerstad at third gets shown the stop sign. Right fielder Bellin up with it quickly. Fires it on the fly to the plate. No need to send Kerstad in a six-run game. Don't want to push the issue. And with two on and two out, Ryan Higgins comes to the plate. And the manager, Luke Montz, makes a beeline for the mound. If you don't remember, Montz loves to sprint to and fro from the mound and back. And we'll see whether or not he's asking for the ball from Uberstein here, and the meeting's already over. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably told Uberstein this is your last batter. You either get him or we're going to pull you, so give it all you got. Otherwise, I have no idea what he could have said in a five-second span there outside of, do you want to go get milkshakes after the game? Which doesn't need an answer. The answer's yes. Everybody knows that. First and third, two outs. Here's Ryan Higgins. Takes the first pitch off the outside corner for ball one. Higgins, one for three. He lined out to left his last time up. Infield plays him the pull. Salem 8, Delmarva 2, top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. And Higgins off the end of the bat. It's a topper to the backstop. 1-1. Ryan saying that past couple of weeks, outside of obviously not ideal for missing the playing time in the rehab, were just frustrating. 1-1. He swings and lines it into center for a base hit. Kerstad comes home to score from third, and now the ball gets by Seamus in center, and everybody's off to the races. Bencozbe around third, he scores, and Higgins into third after the error by Seamus in center. Two runs are in, and it's back to a four-run game. Salem 8, Delmarva 4 here in the 8th. One run was going to score on the play no matter what. Two end up scoring thanks to Seamus's error, and Tyler Uberstein exits stage left as Luke Montz takes the ball from him. We've got a tech net call to the bullpen back in a minute. Shorebirds have cut it to a 4-run game at Salem 8, Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the eighth from Salem, it's now the Red Sox 8 and the Shorebirds 4. Got a TechNet call to the bullpen here after Ryan Higgins boots Tyler Uberstein out of the game with an RBI single and then ensuing error. Ends up scoring another run to make it a four-run game again. Shorebirds with three in the eighth after Salem scored three in the seventh. Adenis Bautista replaces Uberstein, who goes 4 2/3, strikes out 5, walks 1, allows 6 hits. Right now on the hook for 3 runs, 2 earns, but is responsible for Higgins at third. Roberto Martinez faces Bautista. The first pitch from the righty. Martinez swings and pops it up into shallow right down the line. Second baseman Bonacci under it, and he puts it away. And Bautista needs just one pitch out of the pen to put a cap on the eighth. Shorebirds score three times, though. RBI ground out for Isaac De Leon. And then Ryan Higgins, an RBI single. And error scores two. On to the bottom of the eighth. It's Salem 8, Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
The Shorebirds are in town June 21st through the 26th at Purdue Stadium. On Thursday, June 23rd, it's a Maryland Pride Sox giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. June 24th is the 2022 team photo giveaway presented by the Delaware State Fair. And on Saturday, June 25th, it's the return of fireworks presented by Warwick Community College and Scholar Athlete Night with a special guest appearance by Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams presented by Mount Air Farms. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Bottom half of the eighth, it's a four-run game again. Salem 8, Delmarva 4, Shorebirds with 3 in the 8th, answering Salem's 3 in the bottom of the 7th. Brenner Bonassi leads it off for the Red Sox in the 8th against Preston Price, who allowed 3 runs on 2 hits, or 3 hits rather, and 2 walks in the 7th. Trying to right the ship here in the 8th, give the Birds just a little bit of a look at a comeback in the 9th. Bonassi, switch hitter, bats left in the first pitch. It's a fastball that runs outside for ball one. Bonassi, 4 plate appearances today, a double and 3 walks. 1-0. Fastball down and away for ball two. Price saw 7 hitters in the 7th. So Bonassi and Meyer, the only two that didn't get to face off against him. And then Hickey, bats third here in the inning, walked against him to lead off the 7th. 2-0 pitch. Bonassi swings and chops it on the ground to second. Backing up on it, Ben Cosme gloves in shallow right. Throws to first, retire Bonassi for the first out here in the 8th. Get your Carolina League scoreboard update here. Obviously, at the Northern Division, in all kinds of entropy right now. Top 5 teams in the league compressed to a game and a half within each other. At the moment, Carolina has picked up a half game at the top. First pitch to Marcelo Meyer. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. 1 out, nobody on, bottom 8. It's Salem 8, Delmarva 4. Carolina with game 1 win against Columbia 8-7. Now a game up on Fredericksburg, Lynchburg, and Salem. 2 up on Down East. Game 2 for Carolina against Columbia right now. They lead it 4-2. 0-1. On the inside corner, it's 0-2. So should Carolina win both ends of their doubleheader today, they will pick up game and a half, or at least a half game on everybody in the division. 0-2. Meyer swings and taps it foul at the plate to stay alive. Other scores from across the league, Kannapolis and Fayetteville playing a doubleheader. Fayetteville took game 1 3-2. Right now, or rather, Fayetteville took game 1 5-3. Game 2, it's currently 3-2 Fayetteville in bottom 5th. Charleston and Augusta in the top of the 9th. Charleston with a 6-3 win over the Green Jackets. River Dogs trying to keep their Southern Division hopes alive. Right now, 2 back in Myrtle Beach. 0-2. Meyer swings and lofts in the air to left. Lazy fly, Desone in a couple of steps. Left fielder puts it away with one hand for the second out here in the 8th. Fredericksburg and Myrtle Beach, it's 4-2 Pelicans in the bottom of the 8th. So if the Pelicans win, they are getting very close to clinching a Southern Division title. If they win today, they would be two up with four to go. Down East and Lynchburg bomb the seventh, Hellcats with a 4-2 lead. Here's Nathan Hickey, left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. And here from Salem, it's the Red Sox 8 and the Shorebirds 4. Bottom 8, 2 outs, nobody on for Hickey, who is 1-for-3 with a solo homer back in the third. 1-0. Hickey takes down low for ball 2. Pretty consistent attack all day long from Salem. 1 in the second, 3 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 3 in the seventh. Shorebirds, a home run from Acevedo in the third for their first run of the game, 2-0. Hickey swings and misses, 2-1. Then 3 in the eighth, Isaac De Leon, an RBI ground out. Ryan Higgins, an RBI single, and then subsequent error on the play, scores another. Get it back to a four-run game. 2-1 from Price to Hickey. Fastball gets the call outside corner at the knees. Counts even at 2. Nobody on. Price trying to bounce back from the 3-run 7th by pitching a perfect 8th. Price from the stretch with nobody on. Hands at the belt. Kicks the leg. The pitch. And Hickey drives it. Deep left center field. DeSone going back. Left fielder looks up and it's gone. It's a two-homer game for Nathan Hickey. His second solo shot pushes the Birds out of slam range. It's now Salem 9, Delmarva 4. Five-run game. Hickey now with 6 homers in the season. Brings up Blaze Jordan. And the Red Sox have gotten all kinds of production out of the leadoff, or rather the cleanup spot here this week. Nico Cavan is doing most of that work. But even today, Hickey, 2-for-4, 2 solo homers. Here's Jordan. He's 2-for-4 himself. Takes a rip at the first pitch and skies it in the right side of the infield into shallow right. Second baseman Ben Cosme backpedals and puts it away for the final out of the eighth. But Salem gets an insurance run. Now up by 5 thanks to Nathan Hickey's solo homer, his second here tonight. On to the ninth. Shorebirds need 5 to tie, 6 to take the lead. It's Salem 9, Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last chance for the Shorebirds going to the top of the ninth. It's Salem 9, Delmarva 4. 8-9-1 due up against Denny's Bautista, who got the final out in the eighth on just one pitch after relieving Tyler Uberstein, whose line is now final, by the way. 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Bautista replaces him, strands a man aboard to end the eighth. Randy into his wind. His first pitch to Steven Acevedo is lashed foul down the third base side for strike one. Acevedo hitting eighth is 1-for-3 with a solo homer. His first, the Shorebirds back in the third. Bautista the righty, first base side of the rubber, into the wind in the 0-1. It's a breaking ball high, 1-1. Bautista making his 18th appearance. He's 2-1 with a 2.92 ERA. 24 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 28, walked 15. The pitch. Breaking ball is down low for ball two. Bautista, 23 years old, out of the Dominican Republic, 6'3", 170. Two-one on his way. Acevedo takes a breaking ball down and away for ball three. The Shorebirds will need a pretty miraculous rally here in the ninth. Last time that the Shorebirds scored five or more runs in an inning. I go back 3 weeks. 3-1. Acevedo off the end of the bat, dribbles it foul first base side. It's 3-2. May the 29th at Charleston, that top of the third where they scored eight. Won that Sunday game, avoided a series sweep. Roberto Martinez hit a homer. Isaac De Leon hit a three-run shot as well. Take something like that here in the ninth. 9-4 Salem. Acevedo leading it off. 3-2 pitch. Fastball is high, ball four, and that's a start. Lead-off walk. Brick by brick. Shorebirds will try to build a rally. Bautista, a part of the Latin American contingent, obviously on this Red Sox roster, not as robust as the Shorebirds, but the Red Sox, a very much thriving Latin American prospect pipeline. And Bautista learning English, just like the Orioles prospects do. Red Sox set up classes for them. First pitch to Brian Hernandez. He swings and pops it up behind home. Catcher Hickey takes a look, but it's five rows deep for strike one. And Bautista, along with Miguel Suero, amongst others, went to Salem High School a couple of weeks ago and interacted and participated in the English class there. 0-1. Hernandez takes, called strike top of the zone. It's 0-2. Hernandez 1-for-3 out of the 9-hole tonight for the Shorebirds, batting left. Acevedo at first, two out or one out or nobody out. Get it right eventually. Nobody out, top of the ninth. Bautista from the belt, the 0-2. And Hernandez just gets a piece of it. Trickles it foul. Stay at 0-2. And Bautista and the other Red Sox Latin American prospects learning English went to Salem High School, participated in their ESL class, English as a second language, and went on a scavenger hunt around the school. Some really good pictures of the activities that they did. 0-2. Breaking ball bounced in. Nice block by Hickey. It's 1-2. And it's one of those things that you can kind of forget about, that we talk a lot about with how the Orioles and the Shorebirds handle all of their international players, is it takes a village. Not to raise a child, but to raise a prospect. I mean, everybody involved, the support of the local community is big. Whether it be scavenger hunt, things like that, in Salem High, the 1-2, Hernandez lifts it high into the air. Foul ground, third base side. Third baseman Paulino coming in, and he makes a diving catch across the foul line. Ends up snaring it in fair territory as he nearly lost it. Dove back to his left and reeled it in. One away in the ninth on an adventure of a pop-up. Halfway down the third base line. Back to the top of the order, and Michael Deson, who's 1-for-3 with a single back in the first. Acevedo at first, 9-4 Salem, top of the ninth. Red Sox looking to wrap up what would be their second straight series win over the Shorebirds. The pitch, swung on and missed. Up and out of the zone, Deson can't connect. 0-1. Shorebirds last year only had losing records against two teams in the Carolina League out of the five that they played. 0-1. It's down the dirt, blocked by Hickey out in front. Acevedo stays put, 1-1. One was the Down East Wood Ducks. They only played 12 times total, 6 in Down East at Kinston, 6 in Salisbury. And the other was the Salem Red Sox, who took 17 out of 30 against the Shorebirds. 1-1 to Deson. Swings and fouls it back. It's 1-2. Heston Kerstad is on deck. That's something I forgot to touch on during the bottom of the eighth, is that Kerstad stayed in the game, so this will be his first time ever playing a full nine innings out in the field. Good to see that it's coming a multi-hit game as well. One ball, two strikes, one out man at first, five-run game in the ninth. Pitch, Desone takes a curveball down and away. Count evens up at 2-2. And out to the mound goes the catcher Hickey to chat with Bautista. Shortstop Meyer comes in, probably to translate here. It's one thing I didn't know about Marcelo Meyer is that he is, I'm not sure if he's quite fluent in Spanish, but he does have a background in it. Evidently good enough there to translate for Bautista and be the middleman. Two and two on Desone. Acevedo at first, middle infield at double play depth. The pitch, and Desone winds it the other way towards right. Bellin racing back, reaches up, it's off his glove, and goes to the wall. Desone up to second, Acevedo to third, stops there. Bellin tosses it back in, and the Shorebirds with two on here in the ninth, making things just a little interesting, brick by brick. Brings up Heston Kerstad. And oh man, that is, they're giving Bellin an error on that. I mean, I'm not one to argue with official scoring too much, but if you're going to give Blaze Jordan a hit on the pop-up back in the third, and you're going to tag Bellin with an error there, I don't know. That was a tough play. And at least that ball was hit hard. Man, that's a brutal call. That's the way they're going to score it. Low to Bologna. Second and third, one out. Either way for the Shorebirds. Meeting on the mound, pitching coach Nick Green goes out to chat with Bautista. Nobody up out in the Salem bullpen, nor what I really expected with Bautista not even having thrown a full inning. Now here's Heston Kerstad. 2-for-4, a single and a double tonight. Drilled a ball high off the right center field fence his last time up. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Kerstad takes outside for ball one, and now that solo homer for Hickey. Bottom of the eighth looking even more important. Made it a five-run game. So instead of the tying run being on deck right now for the Shorebirds, it's still in the hole. 1-0. Kerstad tried to lay off a sinking fastball. Couldn't hold back. Counts 1-1. Ball and a strike on Kerstad. Bautista from the belt, the pitch. And it's bounced in about 50 feet. Full. Almost 10 feet out in front of home plate. Hickey with phenomenal block. Nearly had to stand up to keep it in front. It's 2-1. Infield plays back for Salem. Second and third, one out. Bautista from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Kerstad ropes it into right center field. That's down for a hit. Splits the alley and goes to the wall. Acevedo scores. Here comes Desone and Heston Kerstad into second with his second double of the game. Third hit. Drives in two. And it's a 9-6 game here in the ninth. Shorebirds with a pulse here in the ninth. Brick by brick. They're laying a comeback in the works. And now Isaac De Leon with a tying run on deck. De Leon, an RBI ground out his last time up. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball outside. It's 0-1. De Leon from the right side, open stance, the pitch. Bounced in, kept in front by Hickey with a backhand stop. Counts even at one, and now Salem does have somebody throwing out in their bullpen. Right-hander warming up. 9-6 game, top of the ninth, Shorebirds down by three. closest they've been since the end of the third. The pitch. De Leon pops it up. Foul ground, first base side catcher Hickey off with the mask, and he dropped it! Right outside the batter's circle up the first base line, it just hit off his glove. And the at-bat continues. An error on Hickey keeps the at-bat moving. De Leon with new life, can he make the Red Sox pay down the count 1-2? Kirsten at second, one out, top of the ninth. Shorebirds now down by three. The pitch. De Leon takes just a little high. Breaking ball misses, 2-2. Two and two on De Leon. Bautista looks to second. Light kick, the pitch. And De Leon off the hands, bounces it back and out of play. Stays alive. For reference, the Shorebirds' biggest comeback this season is still just three runs. Done it twice against Fredericksburg, and then against Salem, actually, back in May. That was Isaac Bologna's walk-off three-run homer. 2-2, again, it's bounced in, blocked by Hickey. Counts full. That's got to be the fourth or fifth time this inning Bautista has sent whatever that pitch is. Might be a curveball, might be a splitter. About 6 feet out in front of home plate, barely gets the cut out of the grass in front of home. Count full on De Leon, Noel Bert Romero, the cleanup man, the tying run on deck. 9-6 Salem, top of the ninth. Bautista's 3-2, and De Leon, a bouncing ball off of the glove of Bautista. Bonassi flags it down from his knees. He throws to first and retires De Leon. Barely. That ball hit off of Bautista's glove, ricocheted to Bonassi up the middle at second, went down to Anita, fielded it, threw to first from his knees, and still got De Leon for the second out. And that brings up Noel Bert Romero, the final hope for the Shorebirds tonight. Kerstad goes to third. Salem 9, Delmarva 6, top of the 9. Shorebirds trying to keep the comeback moving. The pitch. Romero takes off the outside corner for ball one. Romero swings and flies it out to center. Simmons started back, slipped, now comes in, gets under it, and puts it away to retire Romero, and that's the ball game. Shorebirds, good deal of life in the ninth, come up short though. Salem with too big a lead for the Birds to overcome, win it by a final score of 9-6. Shorebirds drop their third in a row. Salem takes the series, four out of the first five. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on postgame show. Your final score tonight, it's the Salem Red Sox 9 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 6. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Time for the Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Tough loss tonight for the Shorebirds. They battled late, which, you know, something that they haven't seen a whole lot of so far this season, but to see them battle the way they did after falling behind 8-1 really makes something of it here in the final two innings. Nice sight for sore eyes on what has been a tough week for the Birds. They've now dropped 4 out of 5 this week, and in the month of June, they are now 4-11, losing 11 of their first 15 here this month. Let's walk you through how this one happened. We were scoreless after one. Salem took the lead in the bottom of the second on some wild and wacky baseball. Nico Cavadas walked. A pop-up was then dropped by Edgar Portes on the mound. He then picked up the ball, tried to throw to second to get Nico Cavadas, who obviously hadn't got to second base by that point yet because it was a pop-up in front of the mound. Portes threw the ball into center, where it was then mishandled by Acevedo, allowing Tyler Miller to go to second with Cavadas going to third. After a flyout, a wild pitch allowed Cavadas to score with the game's first run. Shorebirds tied it up immediately in the top of the third with a solo homer to nod it at a run apiece. One all. That didn't last for long, though. In the bottom of the third, solo homer for Nathan Hickey with two outs, and then Nico Cavadas, a two-run homer, made it 4-1. Salem kept on expanding on their lead. They put up one in the fifth. Blaze Jordan triple, knocked home by Nico Cavadas with an RBI single. And then three in the seventh. Tyler Miller, an RBI single. Daryl Bellman, a two-run double off the left field wall as well to make it 8-1. Then things got interesting. Shorebirds scored three times in the top of the eighth as Heston Kerstad doubled, which started off the rally. And then Isaac De Leon, with an RBI ground out, managed to score him. Frederick Bencozme then singled. Got my math wrong somewhere here. I'm missing a run. Oh, there we go. Missing DeSone's run. Apologies. Michael DeSone walked to lead off the eighth. Kerstad doubled him to third. Isaac De Leon drove him in with a ground out. After a flyout, Frederick Bencozme singled, put men at the corners. And Ryan Higgins then singled to center with the ball getting by Simmons in center, allowing another run to score, making it, at that point, back to a four-run game. Shorebirds down 8-4. Salem got one back in the bottom of the eighth. Solo home for Nathan Hickey, his second of the game. Shorebirds rallied in the ninth. Two-run double for Heston Kerstad, but that was it, as Salem able to hold on to Denys Bautista, getting the final three outs to secure the win for the Red Sox by a final of 9-6. Your final line in this one: Delmarva, 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, they strand 7. Salem, 9 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors, they strand 8. Tyler Uberstein improves to 4-3 on the season. Edgar Portes falls to 0-1. Uberstein went 4 2/3 out of the bullpen, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, 6 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Edgar Portes takes the loss, second straight start for him, where he allows multiple home runs. It was 4 innings, 4 runs, 3 earned, 5 hits, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts, no save required. Started at 6:08, finished at 8:41. Time of game, 2 hours and 33 minutes. In front of 4,151 here from Salem, Virginia at Salem Memorial Ballpark. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 20-41 on the season. They are now 11-24 in the season, and they've lost 3 in a row. Salem, 32-30 now. They have won 3 in a row, and they are now 18-14 here at home. Let's go ahead and take a look from
the Carolina League scoreboard to see if Salem gained any ground on the Mudcats. Carolina and Columbia just finished the fifth inning in game two of their twin bill, and right now Carolina is leading at 7-2, so it looks like they'll sweep that twin bill and maintain their hold at the top of the Carolina League Northern Division, as they'll be going to 33 wins total and be a game up on the closest competition. Other scores from the Northern Division: Fredericksburg lost to Myrtle Beach 6-2, so they'll fall to two games back now. Other scores from the North: Lynchburg just wrapped up a 4-2 win over Down East, so they'll stay a game back of the Mudcats, with Salem as well. Fredericksburg falls to two back. Down East, who lost to Lynchburg, falls to three back. Other scores from across the league: Twinville for Fayetteville and Kannapolis. Fayetteville took game one by a final of 5-3. Game two, Fayetteville leads it 8-2. Charleston and Augusta: Charleston a 6-3 win over the Green Jackets to stay two games back in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who have the lead in the Southern Division. Those are the scores from across the Carolina League. Let's go ahead and get you some Birdland scores here. The Orioles, in comeback fashion, sadly lost the Rays 7-6. Orioles trailed early on by a score of 6-2, cut it to 6-5, then tied it in the sixth. But a run in the ninth for the Rays off of Dylan Tate wins it for Tampa Bay. Orioles fall to 29-38 now on the season. Across the rest of Orioles' minor league Birdland, Norfolk and Syracuse are tied at 5. That's going to the bottom of the 7th. Bowie has just blown a 3-run lead in the top of the 8th as Brandon McIlwain hit an RBI double to vault Binghamton ahead. Now 6-5, a 4-run 8th for the Rumble Ponies. And Aberdeen, they have a no-hitter going through 6 innings. Peter Van Loon started, and now Daniel Lloyd, former Shorebird, that is, has thrown a scoreless sixth and comes back out for the seventh with an Iron Birds no-hitter going. They lead it 6-0. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so we'll go ahead and turn our attention now to tomorrow. Series finale, Shorebirds will try to avoid dropping 5 out of 6 again to Salem, who have now taken 9 out of the first 11 in the season series. Rematch of Game 1, Juan de los Santos on the hill for the Shorebirds. He's 2-6 with a 4.35 ERA. Wickelman Gonzalez goes for the Red Sox. He is 2-2 with a 4.33 ERA. First pitch, 5:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 4:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. A big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 4:50, I promise I'll show up then, not an hour late. Tomorrow at 4:50 for the pregame show, we'll talk to you then. Your final score one more time tonight: it's the Salem Red Sox 9 and Delmarva Shorebirds 6. Shorebirds fall for the third straight night. Salem takes the series by winning 4 out of the first 5. Until tomorrow at 4:50. I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.